Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, and we're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast today. Thank you so much for joining us. Wow, the news is just off the charts as usual. Things just get crazier and crazier and crazier by the minute. Here's some of the top stories right now at Infowars.com. Alaska bill would criminalize invasive TSA pat-downs. Big Sis admits U.S. does not face terror threat from Iran or Hezbollah. Continuing, there's a satire article and video titled Alex Jones Caught Working for Homeland Security that is going viral right now. You'll definitely want to go watch that. We're going to air the audio of it here on the radio coming up in just a little while at the bottom of the hour. Also, Iran teams up with Al-Qaeda claims, dubious Telegraph report by Paul Joseph Watson. And continuing, Ron Paul is secretly taking over the GOP, and it's driving the establishment crazy, Business Insider reports. Also, many of you will not believe some of the things Americans are doing just to survive. And as predicted, CIA-sponsored Muslim Brotherhood has now become the enemy. And on record, the Egyptian military is saying, look, you help foment kicking out the quasi-dictator you backed, because they did have a council government as well. And now you're bringing in the Muslim Brotherhood backed by Al-Qaeda, and we're catching you all over the country trying to stir up revolutions from every angle. See, the chaos is the goal. The globalists want every other country in chaos, including this country. They want to shut down the economy. They want to ship drugs in and profit from destroying us. It's called the great game, divide and conquer, balkanization, playing your enemies off against each other, funding both sides of a conflict, or all three or four sides of a conflict. It is the ancient Roman system of imperium control, which was kept by the Venetians after that during the Dark Ages, into the Renaissance, picked up by the British Empire. And they all write books about it. It's taught in the different imperial colleges in England. Of course, it was picked up by the Spanish and others who developed similar systems even before that, but could never bring it to the fine art of the British. It's economic manipulation combines. This is the system we face. It doesn't want you to have a good life. It isn't free market. It will allow the illusion of free market. I get so many fools that send me emails, and I see comments on my YouTube videos when I call this a global fascist government. And they say, fascism is nationalism. That's the socialist or communist version that they tell you about. That's the communist or socialist or Ford Foundation false paradigm view. That's a 1930s, 40s view of fascism that arose in Italy and arose in Germany. That was nationalistic fascism based on national socialism. People say, but Hitler was a fascist. Why was he calling himself a socialist? Because they're just two different versions of command and control. And both share different characteristics. And it's just the poor little fools that buy the official surface level of political science. That is a comic book version for the general consumption of those that think they're educated, the educated idiot class. You have to read CIA, British Intel publications. You have to read Mein Kampf, Hitler's own view on it. You have to read hundreds of scholarly level textbooks and original source material to read Carol Quigley explain there's no difference between socialism and fascism from the top of the pyramid. There's differences in the structure in the mid and lower rooms. So please stop sending me emails telling me I don't understand political science. Your brains out there that buy into the official model are pea brain walnut sized rat holes.
We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, February 16th, 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I've got an amazing activist who's really studied Agenda 21 and written a book about it. Rosa Corey is scheduled to join us in about an hour and a half. And we'll recap it in the first 30 minutes of the interview and then open the phones up about what you're facing with Agenda 21 in your area. And we're going to have open phones before that. Again, I opened the phones for first-time callers yesterday and never went to calls because I went into a rant meltdown. And hopefully that won't happen today. But I got here at the office and had like 10 things going on before I went on air. And, here, it didn't like I'm hidden in some office and get to even focus because I run everything and make all the big decisions. So I had like 10 people talking to me right before I went on air, didn't even really get prepared. And that is a recipe for me to blow my stack any day of the week, which is actually good. The ratings go up. It's just that it's not staged ranting and walking off the radio, which I rarely do. But it's better than throwing the microphone across the room, which I did do one time. It wasn't good to break a $2,000 microphone, but that's where we stand here. And again, I've said it now that I am taking Tangy Tangerine every day and have lost right at 40 pounds and I'm running 6 to 8 miles a day. I am crazed like I was when I was 22. It's been years. People flip me off in traffic. I could care less. Somebody gets in my face. I could care less. Somebody bows up to me at a store, you know, that you walk by some tough guy. Oh, you're tough. I would just enjoy acting like I was cowering to them and, you know, laugh at them. You know, they just have no idea they're dealing with an out of control Tasmanian devil that would literally jump on top of them and gouge their eyeballs out and smash their brains all over the ground. They have no idea. Anyways, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to act tough. It's all a big act, and you know it is. Anyways, the problem is that now I feel like I used to. I don't know if this exercise thing is for me. I don't know if I can handle it anymore. New World Order garbage. Oh, man. Oh, I'm like born again crazed. I tell you, it's out of control. They have that line in Full Metal Jacket, born again hard. I don't know what testosterone does or whatever when I start exercising my brain synapses, but it feels good, man. The problem is, even if you're a madman, there's a lot more madmen out there. That's the problem. That's why I've learned just to cower. Oh, boy. You know, you don't usually have to worry about the big, tough guy, though, that's trying to bug his eyes out or whatever, trying to scare everybody. You got to worry about that quiet guy, you know, that's painting the side of your house or whatever that seems real friendly. That's the person that'll turn into the Tasmanian devil and stomp your brains out. Okay, enough of that. That's right. Oh, yes. Oh. Anyways. Restart the show, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. And I've gone over this news today, and it makes my blood boil. Publicly, Israel, NATO, England, the United States, France is involved separately outside NATO. They're part of it, but they've got their own operation with the Navy. They are openly, I talked about this yesterday. It's such a big deal hidden in plain view. I hardly talked about it like I should. The New York Times, the Associated Press, they're all running around saying Iran is going to blow up stuff in New York or Chicago or Dallas or L.A. They see D.C., all the big cities are targets, and they think Iranian teams are here and are about to attack the United States. Now, let me just give you an honest breakdown. Most terror has been staged. Iran, though, does fund Hezbollah, the Shiite outfit. And they usually do launch proxy attacks. But if they do counterstrike, they normally hit military targets, like blowing up the Marine Corps barracks or attacking shipping. And that's always been their MO. And that's why when the media 4 months ago, 3.5 months ago announced, oh, my gosh, there was a plan for the Iranians through a used car salesman pothead to kill, using a Mexican drug gang, the Saudi ambassador in D.C. That's why you saw former Bush administration people, Clinton people, Colonel Schaefer, countless experts came out. Bob Baer, the big CIA black op commander, and they said this is not the Iranian secret police, this is not Iranian intelligence, this is not Iranian commandos, this is not them. They would not use a used car salesman pothead in Mexican drug gangs that are run by the U.S. publicly. That is not ever going to happen. This is fake. And the New York Times even had to admit it was fake. And that was pulled back. Now, that said, I didn't just believe the Israeli newspapers. I went and looked it up in the Iranian Farsi news agency and Press TV, which is their English version of government-run media, or government-sponsored, to be technical. And I went and looked, and indeed, the head of their intelligence bureau over their parliament, they've got their Islamic council and so of everything, and they've got their regular government, and they got their elected president, who's approved by the mullahs, though, so it's kind of like, yeah, you can vote for who we say you can vote for, kind of like here now. And that's Ahmadinejad. And he did indeed say, if you attack us, we will hit you in Tel Aviv and in New York. Because I don't just believe it when I see it in Israeli or U.S. paper. You know, Ahmadinejad says he'll wipe Israel off the map and nuke them. And then the actual quote is, we're going to drive the Zionist regime out. Which is similar to that, but it's saying that political system. Whatever. Okay, I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't want to have World War III. I'm tired of being drugged into foreign entanglements. I don't like them taking people's businesses to give financial aid and money to over 160 countries. I'm sick of it all. And I know the globalists have a strategy not of actually putting in freedom and trying to build those countries up. They want chaos, and that's the stated State Department CIA plan. And that's what they're doing all over the world. And they want us destabilized because the CIA and the government doesn't work for the American people. It works for the Ponzi scheme operating megabanks that publicly have conquered Europe and admit they've conquered it and are now appointing presidents and prime ministers, technocrats. You know, Hillary doesn't want to be president of the U.S., she said. She's always such a liar, it makes me, you know, say, well, she must want to be. No, no, no. She wants to be the head of the World Bank because that's more important, because then you get to appoint the presidents and prime ministers of Europe. There are three countries in Europe now, and the big one, of course, is Italy, where they appoint the leader. The bankers do. And they call it a world government, a new world order, the Economist magazine, and says, yeah, it's unelected. It's the new technocracy. Gee, aren't we lucky we've got them? World government, technocracy, unelected. The government says they're putting troops on the streets. Hundreds of drills going on as we speak, training everybody for full military occupation. CIA and local threat fusion centers, totally illegal, total takeover. Everything we said coming true. So, you know what? One of three things is going on, and there's subderivatives of every one of them. The West is going to stage terror attacks and blame it on Iran. Iran is going to shift gears and start attacking through proxies in other parts of the world. And it's crazy if they attack Israel or the United States. I mean, that's just an absolute death wish. Or there are operatives inside Iran that are making comments like this because they're globalist operatives. Which, don't forget, the mullahs did Iran-Contra, taking weapons and giving people money. And then cocaine deals in Latin America, shipping it in, that all got declassified and came out in Congress. That's what Iran-Contra was. And on record, our criminal government, run by the bankers, used the radical Muslims to overthrow Mossadegh, blaming him for terror attacks on mosque, like the leader of Iran would blow up his own mosque. But see, he was seen as more secular. You know, he didn't wear the turban, the big beard, all that stuff. He was into poetry, educated in the West, wanted to build his country up. He just said, can I have 25% of our own oil money to have some universities? Can we have electricity? And they said, no. Mullahs attack, and they overthrow him. Then they double-cross the mullahs and put the Shah in. It's Operation Ajax. It's declassified. It's how they did it. And so then the Shah gets out of control, wants to build reactors and build the country up. It was actually the West helped kick him out. They bring in the Islamic Jihad, Islamic Republic government, The West, Paris. I mean, you know, Ayatollah Khomeini gets on the plane, flies in, gets off. I rule everything. Now, they've obviously hated each other since then. Right after that, a few years later, the United States didn't even get attention, blew up most of their Navy. It's the biggest U.S. naval engagement since the end of World War II. No, yeah, you can look it up. I forget the name. Just type in biggest U.S. naval engagement after World War II, and it'll be the name of it. It's a bat. You can look at the gun camera footage online and see the photos of their battleships and stuff getting bombed by the aardvarks and the rest of it. Oh, yeah, it was like sitting ducks. Just here's all their ships, and they just blow them all up. What was that, like 89? The point is, I'm not saying they're all peas in a pod and some type of lip lock. I'm saying when you get into this deep of cloak and dagger manipulation and different factions, and the mullahs are about to get thrown out, and if they do get attacked militarily, that will further dig them in. Every political scientist will tell you that. I'll tell you that. The West will get to clamp down here. That's why the CFR report is so chilling from a month ago that leaked out that one of our guests was talking about, Dr. Monteef, is that CFR says we're going to attack them with a small attack and then we're going to let them attack us. And that sounds like the West will even blow it up themselves, blow some stuff up, use that to clamp down on us, forget about the banking crisis. They get to pose as saviors, small attacks on the mullahs, and the whole thing staged. And there's a very good chance, I got to tell you, I think that at a certain level is what's going on. And the poor idiots out there who are mainstream educated, they don't even know it's admitted Al-Qaeda was created by the West, is being put in charge everywhere, and that these Shiite mullahs were put in power by the West, and that whole revolution was fake, and the taking of the hostages was fake, and all of that even came out. It's all there, but nobody knows it. So I've been ranting about Iran here, and all of us are going to lose liberties. They're lined up the military for the streets of America. They've lined up the TSA already on the streets of America. They're telling the police, get ready for martial law. This is all now public. And I talked about this some in a YouTube video I shot and posted this morning right when I woke up, kind of an angry video. My parents, I was over at their house the other night for a Valentine's Day dinner, and they're like, read this, you know, letters at 3 a.m. article out of the Chronicle. And all the Chronicle is here in Austin is a weekly tabloid run by a globalist that poses as a liberal who supports all the land grabbing, NAFTA highways, every form of tyranny you can imagine, and a bunch of porno ads. And I'm just like, I don't want to see it. They're like, no, they admit, you know, letters at 3 a.m. The article's called It Came from the White House. And they're admitting that Obama is the one that really sponsored the NDAA and that he deceived everybody and that he's a tyrant and that the liberals not going to vote for him anymore. And actually, the guy that writes the letters at 3 a.m., you know, is one of the better writers in there that I've actually read. But it's just to read these addled children and then people think because it's in a magazine or it's in paper form that, oh, let's bow down to it because these people always have these little fake word flourishes and act like they're real intelligent. Of course Obama's evil. He reads off a teleprompter. He's funded by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. I'm not going to play games with you people anymore who put on affected NPR voices. I was watching the Hurt Locker director's cut where they're talking over it, and they all have these simpering fake NPR voices, and I could tell it was all Pentagon propaganda. And then there's a part where they've, you know, they're letting the insurgent die and they shoot him a couple times. And they didn't comment on that, but they kind of made these little enjoyment snorts during it that, oh, we're not going to comment on how we put in the film that our troops kill wounded because they were embedded over there and actually shot it in the Middle East. And they're in on the little goody good. And now they're going to put out the Department of Defense and Navy SEAL movie about the killing of bin Laden. I just can't handle it anymore. I see right through all of them. And I'm so sick of people posing. Maybe if people would pay more attention to me, I mean, I guess they do. We are the number one alternative show in the world now. Many claim it. We have all the proof. Just an evidence of liberty rising. Maybe I should wear like a big gold crown like the Queen of England on the show. And then throughout the show, ask people, well, don't be think I'm kooky for wearing a gold crown. I mean, you bow down to the Queen of England. And, you know, women have teacups with her on it and little paintings of them hanging in their houses here in America. and you're pathetically thinking some warmongering witch is cute from some hereditary murdering Transylvanian family that's hijacked Europe and the rest of the world. Heck, I think I'm going to do the show one day with a big gold crown, and people will be like, why are you doing that? It looks stupid. I'm like, I know it looks stupid, but I mean, it's all meant to impress you, like a native headdress, like a peacock or something. Like I'm some type of bush bird, you know, and I paradise bird. Put a paradise bird up, you know. Oh my gosh, I have like little pink feathers. I go, blah, 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 and everybody just bows down to me because I got some big bling and some gold. And I tell you, I got the biggest show in the alternative media when I don't, and I'm just a big liar. But I am the biggest. But I won't say I'm the biggest. See how that works? It's all just about fake crud and a bunch of simpering liars up on TV. But it's like, oh, the Chronicle is admitting you're right. Oh, my gosh. They ought to apologize to you. They've written in the YouTube video, I said they've attacked me hundreds of times. Folks, I'm talking hundreds. I don't even pay attention. And I've probably seen it 100 or more times. I mean, lies, cover stories, totally made up fiction. In this publication. And why do they hate me? Never talk bad about them years ago. And they're nobodies. They're just a microcosm of what I'm talking about. Because they know I'm real and they're globalists. They work with the city to push all the tyranny. They want to pose as people that want liberty. And so I'm the bad man saying they're training troops to take your guns. I'm the crazy man saying they're building camps to secretly arrest you. And now it's all admitted. Washington Post last week. Oh, yeah, there's a big camp in South Carolina with jets that take off with kidnapped, renditioned people. And there's a torture center and everybody likes him. Some don't, though. I mean, they're not patriotic. But there's no camps. And then they tell us, oh, there are, you know, the Chronicle. Oh, you know, a month after it's the biggest news story in the country that the Constitution's dead, they come out and tell you and everyone's like, oh, incredible courage by you. But still, it's in a left-right paradigm. I mean, they'll still support Obama because they'll hate Mitt Romney so much. They're literally from the same banking cartel. It's no choice. It's like a Don King boxing match. Okay. I don't even know why I just digressed off into that. It's just that you see people attack you for no reason year after year, but they're attacking you for a reason because they're insiders and they know you're right. And then they only cover this stuff when they're forced to because reality coming out makes them look so bad. Bunch of sniveling trash. The head of the Chronicle puts on the Eco Land Grab Fest with the Nature Conservancy and a bunch of scum trying to take people's property. They want to be our feudal pimp lords.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess.
You've been messing.
You've been a messing where you shouldn't have been a messing.
Oh, yeah, you tell him.
And now someone else.
Miss Sinatra.
Oh, your best.
These boots are made for walking.
These boots are made for walking.
You know, this documentary we're going to be premiering this Sunday. In Dallas and then in Orlando the next Sunday. Find out more at Infowars.com/events. The tickets are going to sell out, folks. You better get them now. I know both theaters say they're going to hold 5% of the tickets back for at the door, but it's always painful to see people turned away. I was just thinking about the fact that Bill Gates' dad was in the secret intelligence arm. He ran literally in the 50s through a foundation, the first GMO projects to try to GMO crops. He's an admitted eugenicist who wants to reduce population. We've got all the documents. I've covered it piecemeal here, but I'm going to put it all together in one spot. And then Bill Gates becomes the head of Monsanto, and every major Monsanto crop's been linked to organ failure and reduced fertility in every mammal species it's fed to. Bill Gates is constantly running around saying there's too many people. He got caught in ABC News and Sunday Times of London in a secret meeting with the Rockefellers and Warren Buffett and others like George Soros in a secret meeting about world government and forced population reduction. That was in the Sunday Times for 2 years. And now we went and subscribed and dug through it. It's not there. Luckily, it was saved at Global Research. We just saved the blurblet. They saved the whole thing. And I have the ABC newscast, TV cast too on that. I mean, it's just devastating. And that's why I get crazed. I am in an emergency survival combat mode psychologically. I mean, I know what it is. I'm facing demonization, death, anything the globalist, anything's possible. And I'm committed. And I don't have fear. Instead of fear, I've got rampaging attack energy. Because when it's the opposite. Look, you've either given to fear or you give into attack. You give into resistance. And that is a form of fear. But it's passionate and enjoyable and volcanic and empowering to not be cowering in the ditch. But when I think about that, I'm 100% right on this subject, and I know what I'm talking about. I've got so much proof. It's an ocean over the top ridiculous. And you're listening to my voice, and you're being assaulted by a bunch of degenerate scum who are highly intelligent, highly patient, highly focused, who have taken over much of our civilization and are trying to complete their world government to force a full takeover of their GMO and everything else on us and the jacking of our water, the jacking of our food. I mean, it is so mega hardcore. In fact, guys, we put up the article, the encyclopedia article. We did find it. I was going from memory, but it is the largest of five U.S. naval battles since the end of World War II. And it's Operation Praying Mantis. And you can see the Iranian frigate Isfahan attacked by U.S. Naval Carrier Wing 11 after the guided missile frigate USS Samuel B. Roberts struck an Iranian mine. I'm sure they did. there is that report. You can read about them blowing up a bunch of the boats. You want to know what this next attack will look like? How about 50 times this, probably? I mean, it's insane. And everybody's like, good, America's tough, blow something up. Our country's run by foreign banks. They're going to use this to take our liberties here at home and put us more into debt. I told you years ago, as they implode us with the derivatives fraud, I told you by the late 90s, how it would happen, even the time frame it would happen, sometime around 2012, 2011. I'm all on record. I made films about it. Had experts on. It's all been a plan. First person I ever heard detail it with pure precision was like 1997, George Humphrey, who I'm friends with. I mean, I knew him when I was in high school because, I met him first time Buchanan ran, what was it, 92, and I was delivering. He was like one of the heads of the campaign here locally for Buchanan. I was just delivering in a pickup truck. We talked about it on there, the Buchanan signs over to his house for him to give them to people. Side issue. The point is, he's an economist, former city council guy, very wealthy in his own skills, which is the proof, really, that you're smart. I remember him saying the derivatives are a time bomb plan. They're going to take over, set up banks as the new world government. It's all in the Trilateral Commission documents. And he wrote books about it. And I'm sitting here watching it come at us, and now it's hitting us. And now they're announcing world government. They're announcing all the carbon taxes and everything else, total slavery, and everyone is under attack. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, I don't choose to believe you. I choose to believe what the media says, or I choose to believe what the establishment says. Well, the mainstream media now admits global government. They just say it's just a new idea they just got to keep us all safe because these bankers know how to run everything when they're the ones that engineered it all on record. And are the ones that we're actually bailing out. So we bail them out and then are in debt to them because we give them all our money. I mean, it's just so over the top that when you're awake and know about this, it's 100% crystal clear. And the general public was told there's no world government, no international bankers, no new world order, no plan to put troops on the streets. Don't listen to the crazy people. They're dangerous. Nightline, Newsweek, hundreds of TV shows attacking patriots in the last 20 years. Bill Clinton attacking them, saying, they're dangerous. All this stuff. McVeigh's crazy. He bombed the building because he thought of a new world order, global government takeover. Of course, McVeigh didn't bomb it. The feds bombed it and then blamed it on their enemies, the American people that are actually Americans and actually awake to what's happening. But now that everything we were told the crazies believed is now public and admitted, it's not, oh, these people were all right. Let's listen to them. They really know what they're talking about. No, it's, yeah, they're extremists. They say there's a world government forming run by big banks. Of course, there is, but it still doesn't exist and they're crazy, but it does exist. mean, wrap your mind around that. That's the same thing of the illogical, the mega banks write the derivatives, set up the scam, implode the economy, hold the governments hostage, have all their people in the regulatory positions, have the governments give them tens of trillions of our money that they leverage again into more derivatives. Then they hold us all hostage and say, you're in debt to us to pay off the giant debts you went into to bail us out to us. I mean, it's so ridiculous, you can't even grasp it. I have trouble grasping something that ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that they put hundreds of chemicals in our water and call it fluoride, including lead and mercury and arsenic. And when we expose it, they have newscasts saying mercury's good for your brain. I mean, I could play the clip for the 200th and something time where the local news, and this went out nationwide, but I taped it local, said mercury's good for your children's brains. Take shots. I mean, that is crazy cuckoo. I'm an angry person because I don't like being assaulted. I don't like being robbed. I don't like paying taxes that go to foreign megabank criminals. I get angry. Folks, don't you get angry if you caught your neighbor in your garage stealing your lawnmower? You'd probably get mad. Why do you get mad about that and not about things 1,000 times worse? I mean, I see people that say no to cops when they want to search their cars, and they apologize to the officer. I'm sorry, officer, but you know, I have rights. I'm not saying you're bad, and I apologize for saying no. You're apologizing that they're trying to violate your Fourth Amendment and trying to walk over what this country was built on in the name of keeping us safe when the government ships the drugs in on record, and you're not getting angry at them, letting them know what they're doing is treasonous. I can't tell you how many, you know what? I was reading an article here where about what a legal complaint and lawsuit by the mother out in California, where they come to the door and bang and say, your child's homeschooled, because in California, you still have to be enrolled, but you're homeschooled. We heard she hadn't had her shot. We're coming in to give her the shot. And then the news published the woman's name and where she lived to harass her. So she's going after him legally. And she did the right thing. She said, you know, get the bleep off my porch and slam that door. And now she's doing the right thing, going after him legally. Man, when somebody comes with news cameras to make you look like a criminal and tries to force their way in color of law to shoot you up, I said at the time, that's criminal. That's criminal. You know, if a cop or a school minion or whatever, a health department person with cops behind him comes and tries to force their way in without a warrant or without probable cause or an emergency, that's a big crime. That's official oppression. That's a civil rights violation. That's the next step to dragging you away and forcing medical procedures on you. Hello? Who would have ever believed 10 years ago they'd be harassing Amish everywhere? Harassing people selling pumpkins and strawberries and peaches on the side of the road everywhere. I'm now seeing out in Austin, I've seen the sheriff's department out harassing people selling stuff. I mean, this country is going to Hades. Absolute Hades. We are on fire, burning down. And you bet I'm angry because could be only days, weeks, or months away from big stage terror attacks that make, they could blow up Chicago, folks. And I've seen them pre-hyping Chicago for years, I've told you. Chicago, Denver is one I've seen them hyping, and they like to do it where they're in full control. That's the real capital. Out there up the road from Colorado Springs, I've seen major hyping of terror attacks. And Gary Hart likes to brag. The Hart-Rubin Commission said on Fox News, I have a clip of it. What is it? Police State 3? I'm going from memory. He says, Denver, Cleveland, Dallas, and Chicago, and it was 4, will be hit with nukes. They're the same ones that go, oh, just 6 months before 9/11, we put out a report calling for Homeland Security to take over and checkpoints and biometrics to buy and sell. This is 3 days after 9/11 on C-SPAN. He goes, we need to get a new world order out of this. And I had seen the same guys from the CFR Hart-Rubin Commission on Hardball. Just like he wrote that letter to Ahmed Dinajad saying, we'll stage terror attacks on you. And published it in the Huffington Post. He said, you do what you're told, or there'll be staged terror attacks. And then when We Are Change, it's in my film Truth Rising, confronts him and says, you said, you wrote that letter saying the U.S. stages terror attacks. And he goes, no, I didn't. That's a conspiracy theory. And starts laughing at them. He has like this real psycho laugh. But as soon as they say, well, here's the letter, Huffington Post, he suddenly gets scared. These are mentally ill people. These crooks are mentally ill, folks. They only get off as long as they're conning you. It's like a big joke to them. The minute they know that you can see them, they get scared. And within seconds, you can watch the video, he starts sweating like he's having a heart attack. And he goes, yes, I did write that. That's a mock letter. It's not meant for us. We're not meant to know. It's just prancing around in front of us. There's no world government. There's no world government while announcing the world government. I mean, of course they think you're stupid. They put poison in the water, not just the fluoride, folks. Let's not even debate that. You think sevenfold and bone cancer and brain damage and all this is bad? Man, the other stuff's even worse. The fluoride is just a adjuvant accelerant magnifier to intensify all the other stuff they put in there. They want to hurt you. And the minute you got sunglasses on, like they live and you can see them, they literally get scared. Because, folks, they should be scared. This guy's writing letters publicly about the U.S. staging terror attacks and saying, we'll do it, to the president of Iran, and publishes it. That's meant for trendies. Most liberals aren't liberal. These are black op commanders at the Huffington Post who pose with Delphi-trained NPR simpering calm voices. Calm, trying to hypnotize you. Listen to them. They talk to you like you're 3 years old. Let me tell you what your brainwashing and conditioning and all that NLP stuff does on me. It makes me angry. And it makes me really not like you. You try that monkey business with me. And I've noticed that the few guests we've had on that do that stuff, I cannot even listen to them. It makes me want to throw up. And some idiots say, Alex Jones is so charismatic, he does some of that stuff. That's natural and innate survival mechanism. All I'm tuning into is all my ancestors' genetics, ladies and gentlemen, who are survivors and swashbucklers and head stompers. I'm tuning into the real human power. I don't need to scientifically allay and set up some system. I'm turning it loose, just like you can. None of their stuff works anymore. But first, you got to break your conditioning. Oh, man. Here's the deal. I'll take calls coming up at the start of the next hour for 30 minutes ahead of our guest. And she'll talk for 30 minutes. We'll take calls on Jenna 21, then the hour after that. And we do have the Green Mask book. But we've only got 500 copies. They just got those printed when she came on. That she sold the 500 she had. So if you want them, they're available at Infowars.com. Get them right now. And she's going to print some more of it. It's an excellent book about the entire agenda, but only in 180 pages or so of Agenda 21 that everybody needs to have in your area to understand the enemy. And it's going up on our shopping cart right now at Infowars.com. If you want to put some more fuel in our tank and get a weapon against the enemy. You want an enemy handbook? That's basically what it is. Want to know how they're taking over your society and laughing at you like arrogant scum? I see you, maggot. I see you, scumbag. You're not hiding anymore in your basement, New World Order. I'm calling you out at high noon, filth, and nothing on earth's going to stop me, and you know it. Ugh, maggots. Robin, scum, control freak, filth. I see you. I see you. I'm calling you out! I'm had it! I'm here to break the trance. I want the world and the United States and every free human to break their conditioning right now. Doesn't mean you got to see everything I see and know what I know. I know I'm right. All you got to do is start looking around you and say, who's trying to manipulate me? Where's the controls? What's the agenda behind this? What's the agenda behind that? What's the agenda behind smart meters? What's the agenda behind my power bill going up? What's the agenda behind them pushing so hard to put fluoride in the water and have me eat GMO? Find out who came up with GMO. Find out that they all talk about how they want to kill you and reduce your fertility. And then just lo and behold, there's little special traits added in that actually cause it in every case. And I've had the biochemical genetic engineers on this radio show, the doctors, the geneticist, the biologist. And they, you know, they're talking about studies in Russia run by the U.S. And they're over there like a decade ago. And they're like, this is sterilizing all the rats. And they're like, there's too many people. But this GMO is sterilizing all the rats within three generations. Just don't worry about it. There's too many people. What did they say about the polio vaccine with the cancer virus when it was killing people? They said, well, we need to get rid of people. What is the, one of the people they are talking about for the World Bank? Larry Summers. Aaron had the quotes yesterday. What was he talking about? Where he's saying, hey, let's ship all our toxic waste to the third world to reduce their population. I mean, there it is. I mean, they're telling you they want to kill you, but they got a shot for you and some food. I tell you, this woman, where they sent out the CPS scum to like try to threaten her and try to forcibly inject her daughter, she's suing them. And her lawyers are pointing out everything they did was criminal. Bunch of hyenas show up at your house. It's time to get aggressive. That's what liberty's all about, letting them know, hey, scum, game's over. That's what the courts are. It's a place where you can engage in legal violence instead of physical violence. The Rothschilds have now been caught out in court running giant control grids. They lost that lawsuit. That's coming up. I wanted to bring Aaron Dykes in here because he covered this last night. Aaron, the problem is we do new research every day and just keep presenting, proving our original thesis. We've got to, like, after this new film's done that covers some of it, we've got to just compile it all in one spot. Maybe I'll do a PowerPoint or something. You know, a speech or something that we tape or stream to PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, where we just give maybe only 500 pieces of evidence, because you know there's 10,000, just where they're all eugenicists running everything, every comment, whether it's the White House science czar or Larry Summers or any of them, about world population reduction, killing people, world government to kill us, use GMO to sterilize us. But again, you just... And I actually heard this years ago and saw the document. You just dug up some more stuff on Bill Gates' dad, on Larry Summers, who they want to be the new World Bank head. Tell folks about it.
Yeah, I mean, Larry Summers is a hateful person. You've heard all the stuff about him joking and making distasteful jokes as his role in our economy. You know, what a bunch of suckers we all are. I don't have the quotes offhand. But he was at the World Bank already in the early 90s, 1991, as the chief economist, I believe. And he got caught with the memo. There's a scandal at the time, joking about how they should poison the third world, joking about how they already poisoned the first world, but that's a long-term poisoning so they can milk the cancer money, as many
Yeah, and he wrote a memo about this. And now we'll ship all the toxic waste to Latin America and kill them. That's what he says. Yeah, and of course, one-third of the Mexican babies in Mexico City are now born with that disorder where their brain is only developed to a stem level and they're a zombie. Literally, look it up. Oh, it's a nice little gift from little environmentalist, the trendy. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But he's got a sarcastic memo about how they have to kill the third world more quickly because they don't live as long and so many infants die and everything. But they have to do it in a way that they could profit, he talks about in this memo. Him and his buddy.
No. That's the trifecta. Profit while taking over and killing people. The profiting off the killing is the fun. And so now it's become an issue in the media. Just a small little blurblet.
Well, it's just whoever we get at the World Bank has to be a psychopathic killer. I mean, it's either him or Hillary, who got the Margaret Sanger Award for her foreign policy work. The State Department, as you know, is dedicated to reducing third world population.
Now, you've got a copy of the memo right here. Let's document cam that for people. Mm-hmm. There you go. Keep going, Aaron.
Well, Hillary Clinton pushes vaccines and food as a weapon ever since the Henry Kissinger memo in the 70s. You know, he was Secretary of State at the same time he was...
Which is all on record.
And that's what...
Tell folks what you've now found about Bill Gates' daddy, the former head of Planned Parenthood, who said that they would engineer things into our food in that memo to sterilize people. That memo is helpful that we just showed a few weeks ago. But you've got this new report. They're out of Ceylon. Tell folks about that. We only got a minute.
It's a new old report, of course. I mean, but Bill Gates' father, William Gates Sr., has been involved not only in Planned Parenthood, but the PATH Program for Appropriate Technology and Health, the Alan Guttmacher Institute, John Hopkins Population Dynamics, and a whole bunch of other total eugenics programs for decades and decades. This is an elitist from a wealthy family. I don't know what the scam is, but Bill Gates did not pop out of nowhere. And
well, then you got the $18 million for the first GMO research.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. They paid big money, built brand new facilities at the University of Washington to lure in the top biotech in the mid-90s. This was before Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was even set up.
No, he's doing what Daddy wants. Own
foundation.
Daddy wants to help.
So we all wonder why Bill Gates has all these shares in Monsanto and has all this newfound...
And is always saying get rid of people, but he's got a shot he wants you to take. He's all for mandatory vaccination.
The point is they've been behind this biotech stuff for a long time, and now they won't even say GMO. They want to say high-tech agriculture. Another deception to try to get us to not...
But, Aaron, just because it sterilizes all the rodents and kills the bees, I mean, it's good for you, Aaron.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking first-time callers in this first 30 minutes, and I need to give the number out. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The article we were talking about is out of Salon. It's actually from 1998. Is Bill Gates a closet liberal? And it's like... Oh, he funds gun bans, gun control. He wants to reduce population. Oh, it's so liberal to want to disarm people and have them not have babies. It's so liberal. Thought it was Nazi, but I guess the Nazis learned from all these guys, actually. So, and Gates Sr. on the National Board of Planned Parenthood. Oh, so loving. So loving. But he's got a shot for you. He wants to force you to eat GMO and lobbies that it not be labeled because he cares. Got an expert on Agenda 21 joining us in about 30 minutes and a bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet on the Paul campaign. A lot more, but let's go to your calls as promised right now. Let's go to Tom in New York. Tom, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Hello, sir. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
I tried sending Aaron Dyke some important stuff that I just came into possession with. I work for a small security company in upstate New York, and we were just assigned posts at power stations and substations all across upstate New York.
Well, that might be because people are stealing all the copper wire. I mean, did they give you a cover story of why?
But supposedly it was because some mass power outage.
Has there been a power outage lately up there?
No, not here, not in New York. I mean, this place is literally 4 miles from my home where I was sent. And it's a...
Well, what is a security guard going to do to stop a power outage? You're not an engineer working on it. That's controlled by computers and central systems. Are they implying somebody's going to attack the power plant?
That's what I'm wondering, if that was the whole premise of sending us there. This thing is out in the middle of a field... In the middle of no man's land, there's at least 8 cameras watching this thing 24/7 with motion sensors on them.
Are they sending you to all the facilities or just this one?
Well, I was sent to this particular one near my home. There was another one in Dansville. There was a total of 8 that I was told where we were sent.
Could have been a threat to it. You know, usually you don't hear about real threats. You know, the stage stuff you hear about, but there's all sorts of stuff going on. You know, farmer employee threatens to blow it up. They don't want to freak people out. It could bring down the power grid in that area. I mean, normally if they actually are doing stuff behind the scenes, there might actually be something going on. You know, they're saying brace for Iranian attack. Just like I was telling you months ago, they're really hyping this up and they could stage it. The Iranians could actually do it. And now they have said that the bombing of some Israeli facilities in other countries is an Israeli false flag. And generally the Iranians will take credit for things they do. So I don't know what the truth is. I just know this. The government's going to use whatever happens to take my rights while the border stays wide open.
No. That's what I love.
Let me ask you a question. Other guys that you work with, are they starting to wake up to things?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've talked to all my coworkers pretty much, and they know what's going on.
Yeah, I noticed it went from cops getting mad at me 8 years ago when I go to New York for 9/11 to people buying me dinner and patting me on the back and the firefighters saluting us when we're out there for 9/11 Truth. And now the cops are coming out and saying the government covered up the dust as a union. The union should have done that 9 years ago. But again, just stop letting the system run over you. God bless you, sir. What was the subject line of that? And I'll have Aaron try to look it up. He's been finishing this documentary, Smoothing It Out, that we're going to premiere this Sunday. So he's been real busy. But what was the subject line?
Everything.
What was it?
I have the photos and actually the address to this. So I mean,
All right, we'll look it up.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here is the insane news from Infowars.com. Now Twitter admits copying smartphone address books without telling the owners as Apple announces crackdown. And of course, Apple and the phone camera that they load onto their phones and many others has helped people get robbed and mugged and burgled because it encodes your GPS location in the photo. And they've got other systems, you know, when you sign up for different social networks that end up telling people where you're at. And then now they're trying to make it where you can't opt out. That's what Google's saying. And again, it's about just training you. There is no privacy. You will be tracked. Giving you these GMO food, giving you these electronics, giving you the water. All of it piggybacked with Trojan horses. You think it's a gift? Yeah, it's got a bunch of soldiers that are going to slit your throat in the dead of night in it. Little bioweapons, little chemical weapons, little electronic trackers. Remember I'd tell you in 1996, because it was all in the Congressional Act, the Telecommunications Act, that all cell phones by 2001, October 1st, would have to be satellite GPS coordinated through the towers and tracked, and that your phone had to be able to be turned on by remote. They gave them 5 years to get that ready. And I'd tell people, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Then in about 2005, it was time to announce it to the slaves. And they said, yeah, everything you do is being tracked. The government dials in when your phone's even off, listens to you. That's freedom. Shut up. The TSA is going to be groping your wife. Us listening to you without warrants is the least of your problems. We're pushing boundaries here. How does a pimp break a woman? He beats her and makes her submit. Remember an HBO show, how much do you pay your girls? I pay them nothing. They're lucky if they get some Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's the government. Just shut up. We're going to grope your family now. But you run Al-Qaeda. It's admitted. Shut up, traitor. Now drink some fluoride. And the little TSA guys are just frying in there with all the radiation. Just, I love it. 7-8-fold in cancer on record. Boston Logan Airport cover up. And they get to die and go into graves as well. And they just celebrate it. Just celebrating the mass insanity. 9 out of 10 reactors now leaking across the world. They don't even care about releasing radiation now. They're turning the alarms off in places like San Diego, saying we'll just let radiation come out now from the reactors. It's just party time, yeah. Woo, it's fun to be a New World Order eugenics kingdom with psycho eugenicist crazies jacking the food and water. Okay, I said I'd go to your calls, and then here's some of the news I'm going to cover. Exclusive, Clinton in talks about possible move to World Bank. Yeah, because they actually run the countries now in Europe and us. China says next World Bank president should be selected on merit, not nationality. China lends more than $75 billion to Latin America, more than the U.S. and the European Exim Bank combined. It's all about loaning fiat money to countries. They give them zeros and ones in a computer, and they get all the raw resources. That's why the bankers run things. That's why they laugh at us. It's all a big hoax. You don't need to be a president now. You want to be a central bank head, because now they appoint central bank heads over governments like Greece and Italy. Oh, your prime minister, your president is now a banker. And the news says it's good to be run by a banker sent by private banks. And it's the media just goes, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. It's world government. But the ADL comes out and says, watch Alex Jones and Ron Paul. They're talking about bankers. Not allowed to. It's evil. And the general public, the yuppies, go, that's right. Destroy my way of life. Enslave me. I'm trendy. I do what the Southern Poverty Law Center says and what Chris Matthews says. Here's another one. China reduces holdings of U.S. Treasuries to lowest level since June of 2010, so they continue to buy less and less. So the Federal Reserve just monetizes it, which devalues it. And then here's a London Independent story. Rothschild loses libel case. And I already covered this a week ago, but this new article says, and reveals secret world of money and politics. There's a secret world with the Rothschilds at the center, buying and selling prime ministers and presidents and Russian oligarchs and coal mines in Indonesia. And, I mean, there's like secret mega elite. Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center said the Rothschilds don't exist. I mean, I heard Limbaugh 15 years ago say the CFR didn't exist. Now, because folks know it exists, he says it exists but has no power. And he said so, so it doesn't. And I'm not attacking him. I think it's reasonable to say it doesn't exist. So, a secret world of, but there's no such thing as Bilderberg. I mean, the New York Times 3-4 years ago said, I'm insane. And I was in Virginia in a park on the private property of the Marriott conference 5-star hotel. And it said I was running around in the woods having a full-on schizophrenic breakdown. There was no Bilderberg there. I mean, I know I talk about this a lot because they said that it was not there. I mean, there were armored limousines, Marines, people being arrested, guys pulling guns, troops flipping us off, helicopters, Secret Service, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, while the whole news is saying they've disappeared in Virginia, no one knows. I call the media and they go, yeah, we know they're there, click. While the media says they don't know where they are, meeting at the Bilderberg. The media liked being part of keeping everybody in the dark and going for a whole day. Jeepers, creepers, we don't know where they are tonight or the next day. And, of course, the entire whore media knew. They had a lot of the top heads of the media in the meeting. It's all part of a big joke. We can't have Hillary and Obama at a secret Bilderberg meeting. That would actually let people know it's real. We'll just say it doesn't exist and no one knows where they went. But this Jones guy got video of it. We'll just say he's crazy. Jones was in a park imagining men were following him in cars and wearing dark sunglasses. I mean, it's Secret Service, you know, coming up, talking to us, cops saying, get out of here, guys talking in their deals, armored vehicles driving in, you know, machine guns everywhere. Just all publicly there. Foreign newspapers covered it. It was in foreign newspapers, the London Guardian and stuff. But over here, it just doesn't exist. Jones is completely insane. And yuppies read that, and even if you show them that that it's real, they feel good saying you're wrong. They go, no, there's not a Bilderberg. There's not a Rothschild. No. I like being conned. I like being an idiot. Get me some more fluoride water. Then you wonder why your kid at 8 years old gets cancer. And you're still like, it's still trendy. Government didn't do this to me. All right, I'm out of control. I mean, I've just had it with all of this. I've had it with scum acting like they control reality. Richard in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm going crazy, as you can hear.
I love it. I got two very important things I'd like to ask you. One, I just couldn't believe I just witnessed it a while ago. I walked into a store to pay for my diesel, and there was a couple military guys in there. One of them, he had his military weapon on him, his rifle on him. Ain't they supposed to keep them things on the bases? A military weapon?
No. They were never allowed to do that. They have loaded Berettas, and I know they're not supposed to carry them, but I've seen 45s and M6. I've had them run up with guns in Texas. It's on video up in Belton and in New York and say, you're not going to film me. And I've had to say, yes, I am. And just they start cussing at me, and I just go ahead. I know I'm the enemy because I'm an American. Go ahead, I'm the real American. You work for the Nazis. Go ahead, do whatever you're going to do to me. But, I mean, the average military is waking up because of that. But the type of goons that they hire, they select the idiots to be part of the domestic stuff. I mean, the real guys that are patriots, they're sent over to be blown up by, you know, Taliban people being funded on the other end by the banks to create a simulation of a war. I'm sorry, go ahead. So, where were you in Texas? Were they had M16s on them?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of gun it was, but I guarantee you it wasn't. It wasn't a BB gun. I'm down here in Seguin, Texas, not far from you. That's where I'm at. The people out there, I walked up to the lady after register. I said, didn't you notice them guys carrying that gun? Oh, no, I didn't notice. That's how dumbed down the people are getting. And also another question I got for you, too, because it's been on my mind. I'm a single dad, and I've been debating about getting my carry license, but I know how the government is so nosy about getting into your business. Do you recommend somebody get their license or not get their license?
Sir, God bless you. I'm going to answer your question off air. You need to make that decision for yourself. They sell books at Barnes & Noble's that are the state laws every year updated, and you need to get it. I know the law, but I want to be exact here. For a long, under law, you can carry a handgun rifle in your car, but they'll harass you for the handgun and took a lot of people to jail and had juries that didn't know what they were doing send you to jail. So they changed the law again to make it clear that you can have the handgun, but it's got to be under specific situations. Even that violates the Constitution. And that's Texas. It depends on the state. The rifle, they can't stop you anywhere. But I don't recommend walking down the street with it openly because they'll flip out and come after you. A lot of folks are doing open carry to teach the cops that the Second Amendment's alive. But I haven't gone and gotten a concealed carry because it turns a right into a privilege and does put you on a list. And I already have my right to carry because of the Second Amendment. But it's good to get the training. For somebody that has never been around firearms a lot, it's good to take the course. And it's good so that now you can't be harassed when you've got the gun. And cops do tend to leave you alone a lot more because they know you've been checked out. And it's like a double thing that you're not a criminal. So I have mixed feelings about the concealed carry. It's time that I probably just get one. Bob Dacey gives the class here in town. It's my wife needs to get it. Just so we don't have to worry when we're carrying firearms. I carry a sawed-off shotgun that's legally sawed-off, double barrel, all I need is two shots, a Russian bounty hunter, just a knockoff of an old-fashioned U.S.-made double barrel. And that's what I carry. And I also carry just the revolver, 357 Magnum, 7-shot, just because it isn't going to fail under pressure, under adrenaline. So that's what I do. And that's what I've got and on me. And, if you can't protect yourself with, a double-triggered shotgun, you don't even need to have a firearm. Anybody tries to carjack me or anything, it's real simple. I'm just going to shove a sawed-off shotgun in their face and blow their entire head off. So it's really a pretty simple situation at the end of the day. And I also like that because I've got, number 6 birdshot in it. That way, if even somebody's 30, 40 feet away, they might get a little nick on them or something, but it's not going to go shooting through walls and hurt anybody. Or somebody's carjacking me and there's cars right there. Well, I just shove that shotgun right in the person's chest. Boom! And everybody talks about the kick of a sawed-off shotgun. It's nothing. I can hold one down just like that with a powerful slug load, and it's just, just a little bit of a throwback. People just get scared of a gun. You just got to reach out and pull the trigger. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Okay, let's go to Michael listening in Texas on KKGM, 1630 AM, Blowtorch. Michael, good to have you with us. What's on your mind today?
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good to be talking to you. I just wanted to call. I don't know if you've covered this yet. I listen to your AM radio, so I only get to tune in at noon. But I don't know if you've heard that the TSA is coming to Dallas.
Well, I know the TSA is running groping in cities all over the country, but when you say coming to Dallas, you mean on the highways?
Well, no. The new DART stations that they put in, they've had some people getting shot in the last year or so.
Oh, so we've got to have the feds. Yeah, anywhere anybody gets shot. No, I am aware of that. Yes, they're going to all 50 states, all major cities, and TSA has said they plan to be in even small towns. Federal non-sworn goons who aren't even officers who violate your rights. And people are like, why'd they create a new agency of government to do that? Because in the old system, they're sworn and go through the Constitution. You just create ignorant morons, an ignorant moron group who'll do this. But no, was this on the news?
It was on Drudge Report the other day, and it was in the Dallas Morning News. There was a weird shootout between a cop and someone running away from the station. I don't know the details about what it was, but there's been...
Yes, I am aware, and I know Drudge follows the TSA. He linked a few days ago to our report about in Dallas, the TSA, running the woman 3 times to the scanner saying she was, quote, cute. And I was aware that TSA a year or two ago, I think, was already did some test there in downtown Dallas. But it's not going to be just buses, trains, but also highway checkpoints. They're already running them, sir. You pull up, there's guys in blue, and the little potbellies are commanding the state police. And in the newscast I've seen in New York and Tennessee, again, the cops are acting like Tyrannosaurus Rexes are about to come out of the cars. And it's families and 18-wheelers and regular folks. And there's guys in drill sergeant outfits just, you know, rock ready, crazed out there. It's ridiculous, acting like the just paranoid nuts that they're terrorists everywhere. It's all part of just training us that we're prisoners. And that's what my satire video deals with. It's America with a K, America, land of the snitch. We also reposted it because I posted it last night under a new headline, Alex Jones Caught Working for Homeland Security. Because I play the part of a coffee shop attendant at an internet cafe who's totally delusional, and I'm following real FBI manuals. It's real stuff in there. By the way, people are in the article commenting, saying these aren't real. And I mean, you can go to the FBI's website. These are public now. In the past, these were secret memos. They're now public, hundreds of them. You know, I say dozens, that's an understatement. There's hundreds of these for every business there is. And, I mean, it's crazy. Woman with a baby carriage, maybe a terrorist. Blue jeans and a cell phone. Have a snorkel in your car, even at the beach. Have a camera. Filming police, talking to police, using AOL or Comcast. They see that as a proxy somehow, as if you wouldn't be checking your email at a coffee shop. It's like, why are you using that if you already have email? Must be a proxy. I mean, just cuckoo. Again, but the feds aren't stupid. They want everyone to be totally paranoid and trust no one. Did you guys find TSA, at Dallas DART stations? I mean, it didn't pop up because he's saying he saw it in the Dallas Morning News. You might want to click news since it's so fresh and not web. We'll try to find that. God bless you, sir. Appreciate the call. Let's go ahead now and take another call here. Let's talk to Mark in Florida. Mark, you're on the air.
Alex, I appreciate your fight for the First Amendment. Keep it up, brother.
Thank you.
So I had a quick question. You know, some of my friends have asked me why the biggest super PAC supporter of Ron Paul is on the steering committee for Bilderberg. I don't know what to tell them. How do I answer that to them?
That's true. You're talking about one of the big internet moguls, the guy that started, PayPal? And then I know he was at Bilderberg, and we covered that. He's a huge libertarian. And it's, I mean, you could have the devil himself start a super PAC and fund Ron Paul.
Okay. I was just wondering.
I mean, what if the Ku Klux Klan started a super PAC for Ron Paul? Would that be his fault? Because I had an article out of New Mexico, it was Nevada, where it shows Ron Paul as a Ku Klux Klan guy and, you know, says he's a Ku Klux Klan person with no evidence. I mean, it's pure libel and slander, even if it is satire. And everybody's like, comment on this. And I guess I should, like, do an article or something, and I'm glad you raised it. But, I mean, a super PAC is anybody you want. I mean, I could start a super PAC. You could start a super PAC. As long as you're an American citizen, you can start a super PAC and get people to give money and run ads. There's a movement within Bilderberg with these tech guys that after they've stolen all the wealth, then they want to lower taxes as part of a laissez-faire. So they want to play both sides. They want to control the libertarian movement, the socialist movement, the communist movement, all the stuff. What's your view on that, sir?
Well, you know, if I had a couple $1 billion, I'd start a super PAC for Ron Paul, too.
Stay there. So, I'm going to have you finished on our guest. We'll be right back. Going to our guest for the balance of the broadcast with your questions on Agenda 21. We'll still go to Herb and Sam and Tim and people with her, because obviously everything ties into the UN global takeover. You can ask her perspective on it. But then after those callers, it'll just be calls on Agenda 21, which is the entire global governance program model, using environmentalism as a way to have basically world government corporate zoning to shut down society and consolidate it. That's coming up in a moment. But I wanted to finish up with Mark in Florida, because I was shown this last week. I was already aware of the guy was a big libertarian. of the founder. I forget his name now. I've seen it for years. Our guys went to Switzerland and covered it this year and wrote about him. A big libertarian, the founder of PayPal, and a bunch of other stuff. He made a super PAC. And then he's giving money to run ads for Ron Paul. And the guy's worth a couple billion bucks. The Bilderberg Group invites people that are globalist, and I think the guy is a globalist, but also people that aren't, that they're trying to co-op to the meetings and, you know, get them in there, especially technology. It's gone even out of international banking now, more towards technology, because that's where everything's going. But it's very simple. Gary Franchi's a 9/11 truther, and he started a super PAC that's been very successful. They're attacking Ron Paul because Gary Franchi's a truther. It's the same thing with this guy. I don't know all his deeds and all his activity. I don't like a lot of things PayPal does. But I understand this is a very sophisticated point, that the globalists want their own brand of laissez-faire capitalism, and they call it privatization, but that's where government just hands infrastructure that's already paid for and working over to private interests to loot it and to charge people more. That's basically IMF World Bank takeover doctrine. It's the heart of globalism. It's the heart of this economic colonialism or conquest through fraud. It's not free market. It's cronyism. And so there's a vein of libertarianism in that, kind of the Heritage Foundation type deal, that isn't bona fide. But whether the guy's good or bad, and I don't overall think he's good being part of Bilderberg, it's not about Ron Paul. So I see this meme now. Don't vote for Ron Paul. Bilderbergs are funding him. Bilderberg, Bilderberg, he's a Bilderberg. You know, he's a Mason, which isn't true. I've looked into it, but they just say it. Like they say, I work for the Vatican. Folks, I'm a Protestant. Not bashing Catholics, though. But I come from famous Protestants on the Mayflower and the Protestants that founded Texas, the Ayers family, and raised Colonel Travis's family. I mean, it's on record. Go to the genealogy. I mean, I'm like, you know, back to Oliver Cromwell, folks, and they say I work for the Vatican. So they just make up. What people can do is develop their own made-up thing to get attention off of prominent people. Or they find wild connections. Like they'll say, Alex filed a corporation at a big law firm in Austin that once, you know, filed a thing for a Brothman. I mean, I don't know. They just find 50 lawyers, 55 lawyers at a law firm, find a name, put Alex Jones in, and then search for names for somebody else of millions of things they've done over the years and go, oh, look, it's a proof. It's him. And that's what they do. But let's just say I'm the worst person since Judas Iscariot. Let's just say that for argument. I'm not. I'm a fire-breathing liberty lover who doesn't want to be a slave. But let's just say I'm bad. Let's get that out of the way. What are you going to do about the New World Order? What are you going to do about deadly vaccines, about GMOs in the food, about 9 out of 10 reactors leaking, Associated Press reports? Nobody cares about radiation now. EPA raises level, says it's safe. What are you going to do about our country shutting down and the foreclosures and the depression and the bankers? Okay, look, I'm here trying to cover issues. I'm here trying to fight the New World Order. And the Cass Sunstein model, I told you about this before they even admitted it, is to get us all fighting with each other. So anytime you just see a sloganeering and a term being used, it's started by operatives, parroted by weak-minded walnut brains. And that's my point. Now, I'm not mad at the caller bringing it up. It's just that when you really understand what's going on, it's very irritating. I mean, the whole system's against Ron Paul. They give him the least time. They demonize him. They attack him. They lie about him. They pull out the stops. You know he's good. Okay? I mean, it's that simple. He stands up for the Bill of Rights, Constitution, against the wars. And, of course, they're going to say that, okay? You know, he isn't Illuminati. He isn't a Mason. He doesn't work for the Bilderberg Group. I don't work for the Vatican. It's ridiculous. I've interviewed thousands of guests. They create lists of people I've had on that are Catholics. There are a lot of good friends that are Catholics. Well, Catholics aren't bad. I'm not going to get in this big fight. I just want liberty. I mean, this country's in so much trouble. I know the globalists want to get rid of our borders and all the rest of it, and that's part of their plan, so I'm against open borders because of that. But at the same time, I don't blame people under Agenda 21 in Mexico who had their land taken, forced up here for wanting to be here. They're good people. I mean, I'm way even getting past that, folks. It's all about the eugenics. It's all about we're being poisoned. I'm sorry. We're going to go to our guest, but I want the caller, Mark, to finish. You called in about this Bilderberg thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate your explanation. I think it's kind of helped with having to explain to my friends whenever they bring up that.
Okay, his phone cut out. Yeah, his phone dropped off. I think that's all done just to make it sound like some kind of big woo thing. Again, it's a super PAC. Adolf Hitler could be resurrected from the dead, and he could have a super PAC for Ron Paul. The Queen, well, I guess he couldn't because he's not a citizen. It's so simple that it won't be explained. Okay, that's just the way it is. It's too simple, and it's mindless, and people love it, and it's a meme, and it's the guarantee comes out of Cass Sunstein or somebody. Okay, let's go ahead and go to our guest for the next hour and 20 minutes. Rosa Corey is executive director of the Post Sustainability Institute. She's a forensic commercial real estate appraiser specializing in eminent domain valuation. Her 30 years of experience analyzing land use and property value enabled her to recognize the planning revolution sweeping the country. While fighting to stop a huge redevelopment project in her city, she researched the corporate, political, and financial interests behind it and found Agenda 21 impacting every aspect of our lives. UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development is a corporate manipulation using the green mask of environmental concern to forward a globalist plan. You said it, corporate fascism. But again, it's corporate globalism. People say fascism's only nationalistic. In the 30s and 40s, it was. Fascism is mega corporations taking over your government and shutting down their competition, okay? That's what it is. The New World Order is a global fascist banking cartel takeover of the planet. Continuing here, UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development is a corporate manipulation using the green mask of environmental concern to forward a globalist plan. Rosa speaks across the nation as a regular blogger on her website, Democrats Against UN Agenda 21. Well, both parties have been totally taken over by the globalists. That's why Mitt Romney supports Agenda 21. So does Obama. And the simplest boil down is, on Agenda 21, they shut down all the other coal plants that aren't owned by GE and a few other insiders, and then double or triple the power prices and say it's for the earth. That's what you're seeing. That's one example of we're going to double, triple charge you, it's for the earth. They actually say that in Austin 2 weeks ago. It's for the earth. They increased it 40% last year. Now this year, they say, depending on what type of you have, residential, business, church, nonprofit, 20 to 80% increase in 1 year. But the big Formula One globalist out there, he's actually getting a grant from the city and the construction paid for and tax breaks, and they're calling it environmental to build a race car track out in the woods and cut everything down. You gotta love it, man. You gotta love it. So she joins us. She's the author of The Green Mask, and or Behind the Green Mask. It's available right now. Just went up on the shopping cart at Infowars.com, and it's a Bible to give. It's 180 pages or whatever to give people in your towns, your cities, who don't understand what's happening. Even a lot of the minions at the city level don't know what's going on. Okay, Rosa, this show has some longer segments. She'll have some time to roll. I want you in this segment, the next, to tell us how you woke up, the basics of Agenda 21, why the New York Times and others are coming out panicking, saying folks are waking up, how important this is, and then we're going to take an hour of calls from people and their questions across the country next hour. Rosa Corey, good to have you here with us.
Great, Alex. It's great to be with you. You know, I'd like to just start for 1 minute just by saying, yes, our group, our website is Democrats Against UN Agenda21.com. But, of course, this is not a left-right issue. It's not a Democrat-Republican issue. This is an issue for all Americans and all people in the world, because United Nations Agenda 21 is a globalist takeover plan. It's a plan that inventories and controls all resources, both human and natural, and all means of production in the world. It is the action plan for the 21st century, and that's what the United Nations calls it. So people who, you know, I get people who say, how can you call yourselves Democrats? Don't you know about the Democrats? Of course I do. The point is to show that this is a united fight. It's all Americans, and there's way too few people on the left. I'm a left liberal. There are way too few people who on the left who are aware that the environmental movement has been hijacked and is being manipulated. This is not an environmental protection plan. This plan is a plan to destroy everything that you value in your world. It's a way to take over your control of your land. And, you know, when we talk about private property, this is a control of private property. It's a takeover. It's a movement of moving your private property from individuals into the mega corporations. And when you see that, you understand that you yourself are your ultimate private property. And this is a way to take control of your civil liberties as well. And tying in with what you said about the New York Times and other propaganda press doing what they can to destroy this movement of people who are waking up to the United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development and trying to stop it. What's happening now is, of course, the press is attacking us viciously. I've had vicious articles written about me. All kinds of people are saying ridiculous things. And, of course, the American Planning Association, which is vital to this movement to take over your land and your water use and your control of your property, they have put out a new communications boot camp. And it's a 12-week seminar on how to control and manage the press and how to reframe this issue, because they know people are waking up. So we need to stand up together. We can stop it, but we have to get rid of these minor issues. And I'm talking about the minor issues of who's a Democrat, who's a Republican, who's gay, who's straight, all these issues.
They use that as a football. They use that to distract us, and then people end up supporting Santorum over Ron Paul because, you know, he talks more about abortion when he intends to do nothing on the right, or people that are obsessed about the whole gay marriage thing instead of all the other huge things that are going on the left. I absolutely agree, but let me just add this to what you're saying. The fact that they're attacking shows that we're having an effect, A. B, Al Gore's been discredited. Schwarzenegger pushing this has been discredited. They're in trouble right now, and they've got the 20th anniversary of this Agenda 21, as you know, about to happen back in Rio again. But this is about private property. If they openly come out and say, we're going to take your private property, people would say no, but they call it environmental. And we see it now where you can't build a barn. They've got drones watching the farmers. I mean, this is the Rural Council of Obama. That's right out of Agenda 21. Please continue with the things it's doing to people, the plans of Agenda 21.
Yeah, well, you said it. You know, the White House Council, the White House Rural Council, which was established by executive order by President Obama, is modeled on the President's Council for Sustainable Development, which was created to instate United Nations Agenda 21 in the United States. Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century, it's also called Sustainable Development. It was an agreement. It was signed on to by George H.W. Bush and 178 other national leaders back in 1992. And, you know, you're going to see in the press that, oh, this is an old plan. It was non-binding. It doesn't matter. But the truth is that they brought it right back into every single nation and they instated it. It's the action plan for sustainable development. And it is. You're seeing it now because it has been a stealth plan over the last 20 years. And they're in the end game now. And that's why we need to, you know, drop our nonsense, our minor issues, and get together across the world and fight this. And we can win. We can do it because it's a global plan, but it's implemented locally.
Well, the elites have put out memos, like you said, and I'm not saying some of these issues aren't important, but they call them footballs. They throw them out so that the system can agree on global government, the whole fascist system, and they admit it. But going back to the UN, as you point out, they admit this is the global plan. They admit it's a post-industrial world to shut off people's resources so you have to go to government and be dependent so you can be socially engineered. But also part of Agenda 21 and UNESCO is global standardization of law enforcement, federalizing, and in England's already done this, now the U.S. is adopting a quasi-cop, near-minimum-wage goon force. Again, they have this in England that harass people and ask folks what they're doing in parks. DART, Dallas Police TSA offers security help at latest violence. And now because there's crime because of increased poverty, now the TSA is going to be in Dallas. Now they're going to be in San Francisco. Now they're going to be in Tampa. They're everywhere. Federal, non-sworn officers out of their jurisdiction, the answer, again, this is, and if the feds take over, the feds themselves are under this global system. We're being conquered here, Rosa.
You know, Alex, it's worse than that because those guys are wearing uniforms and at least you can recognize them. But the truth is that the way the plan is designed, well, of course, you have community-oriented policing. That's in every, you know, single community. You find those little offices. Those guys are operating under the Department of Justice. Then you've got your, I was just looking at DeKalb County, Georgia. They are making sort of your local citizen into a code enforcement ambassador. You've got people in small cities, in small neighborhood associations that are actually working with the city to get all of your information on you. They're actually toadies, they're shills. They're creating these asset-based community development programs where you are the asset and you will be doing mandatory volunteering. If you want to know how Agenda 21 impacts you right now, take a look at Sonoma County. That's where I live. It's a rural county. We're about an hour north of San Francisco.
Bohemian Grove.
The county supervisors have just announced that out of the 1,384 miles of rural roads, they will only be paving 150 miles, and the rest of those roads will be pulverized to gravel.
Unbelievable.
Now, that is going to have a tremendous impact on people's property value, on your ability to get to your property.
I want to stop you right there. We're going to come back from break and continue on what this is going to do. But I hope people are listening here, because when she talked about this the other day, I went and looked it up because I heard her on the radio and I knew they were doing this. They said they destroy the roads. They have that map we'll show, a UN map of half the U.S. off limits. And they say the rewilding is first they go to dirt, then they're going to start making you have a special permit to travel in there. And when you hear 100 and something miles in that county, it is hundreds of little roads. I've been there many times covering Bohemian Grove. It's concrete roads up stuff so steep without it you couldn't make it. I mean, that is beautiful wine country, beautiful homes everywhere. This is the sabotaging of our infrastructure. It is high treason. And we're going to get into these toady spies, because I've run into them. They hire spies.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit.
All right, we're back live. This is a short segment, and we're going to start the third hour and continue for just a segment or more, getting into what it's going to do and then expand. But out in East Texas, where we've got a family ranch, multiple times they tried to build a new coal power plant, and they sent little Nature Conservancy minders and others to literally go door to door to do all sorts of stuff, to harass people, to threaten people. And they are so creepy, and they're operatives, and they act like they're citizen activists. And so I guess you've run into these little toadies yourself. And then continue with how many miles of roads you've got out there and what they're planning to do. Rosa.
Everyone has run into these people, and they're, you know, what does it take for someone to be, you know, to go along, to get along? It takes, you know, maybe for someone it's just to appoint them to a board or a commission, or to promise them a contract, or just give them a pat on the back and tell them how important they are to the city. You know, there are plenty of people out there who are willing to be obedient servants of this plan. People who are maybe also getting money, people who buy in totally to this plan. And I really want to have compassion for people who are environmentalists who really think that this plan is about the environment. It is not. If it didn't sound so good, we wouldn't all be falling for it. It's a manipulation plan. It is a totalitarian plan. So, yes, they are pulverizing. You're talking about they have no money here in Sonoma County to pave our roads. You know, what do your taxes go for? What do you want from a county? You want them to pave your roads and, you know, do a few things like that. Well, they're not going to be paving around 1,200 miles of roads here in Sonoma County. And if you can't get to your property, what does that mean? It means you'll be coming into the cities. There are already 60 million acres of roadless land in the United States. And the plan is to keep you out of the rural areas, keep you out of the forested areas, move you into the city centers where you can be surveilled, controlled, manipulated, and managed. And I know this sounds crazy, but you know what? The plan is crazy. We are not crazy. We are recognizing, we are reporters of what is going on. There are people in neighborhood associations who are actually working for instance, the Lung Association. The California Lung Association has an advocacy arm for smart growth. When you want to find these people in your community, put their name in your search engine with ICLEI, that's I-C-L-E-I, that's the International Council of Local Environmental Initiatives, or put it in with Smart Growth, or put it in with Sustainable Development. See what comes up.
And by the way, they've now put their signs up at many of the hike and bike trail entrances to Austin as if they made the hike and bike trails. So they're putting their gang sign up where I live.
You know, these are your tax dollars. Now, I ride a bike, you ride a bike, bicycles are great, but the bicycle coalitions are the shock troops for sustainable development. If you go to my website, which is Democrats Against UN Agenda 21.com, and you read about it, it's also in my book, which is Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21.com. I talk about how the bicycle coalitions partner with huge low-income housing developers. And then the average guy in the bike coalition doesn't know anything about this. I'm talking about the people who are running it. They are working hand in glove with these enormous developers of low-income housing. That's what's getting built in the center of your city with your tax subsidies. And these are developments that are called smart growth. This is the preferred development plan for United Nations Agenda 21.
All right, stay there. I want to talk about what they're doing here in Austin. It's incredible what the bike riders are doing.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. We're going to be taking your calls on Agenda 21 coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. But we're continuing here. And I want to continue after the break because some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes. XM does, and about half our affiliates do. We're talking to author of Behind the Green Mask, Agenda 21, available at Infowars.com. Hope you get it, folks. And while you're at it, get my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that tells you the rest of the story about once the global government's in place, the Agenda 21, the super unions, the breakdown of the borders, the forced inoculations. It's all their documents. Rosa Corey, author and researcher, a forensic commercial real estate appraiser, joins us. You were getting into the bike people. They're real aggressive. They're told to do this like a cult by the local bike groups. They're all big environmentalists. They're not real environmentalists. They're shock troops who believe in this. They get out in the main roads and try to block you in groups. It's not critical mass where they're fighting back people who don't like bikes, but it's kind of that attitude. And they cut in front of you, and now they're like on, say, 6th Street. They've shut down part of the lane. It's a giant bike lane. And instead of pulling in to park in those businesses now, they make you go around and back in, which is super dangerous. And I've talked to the businesses there. It's destroyed their business. And then they take a bunch of parking spaces out and mandate little bitty parking and then bike parking. And it's just incredible how aggressive they are. But don't worry, bike riders. America's going to collapse. You're not going to have a job. You're going to have to ride a bike. So don't worry, you run things. But I mean, you're correct. They are little gang members for them now. Please continue.
Yeah, you know, this is the truth. And I ride a bike. Like I say, I'm not talking about that riding a bicycle is a bad thing. What I'm saying is that the bicycle coalitions are being used as the shock troops to demand this kind of development. And also, you know, you're talking about that reverse back into your parking space. That is dangerous. These bike boulevards are dangerous. If you're a bike rider, these are dangerous for you. But we're not talking about what's actually good for a bicycle rider. We are talking about a globalist plan that remakes your city to a specific model. This is not only in the United States. It's all across the United States and all across the world. And you'll see these plans. They are they're called One Bay Area. They're called Four States, One Vision. They often have the word vision in them, or they might be your city 2050 or your city 2035. They're planning out to 2050. This is the planning, you know, what we're looking at is a planning revolution here. And it's a totalitarian plan that they're implementing. I want to let people know that totalitarian plans all share, every totalitarian plan, whether it was under Stalin or Hitler or Mao, they all share the same elements. And you will recognize it here in your country, wherever you live. You'll see that there's being a takeover and a total control of all land use, of your educational system, of means of production, your all of your resources, okay? Also, you'll see it's all for the common good. It's all for the fatherland. It's all for the homeland. It's all for everyone's good, right? The individual will lose against this. You see the scarcity mentality. Oh, there's not enough. You have to restrict yourself. You have to conserve. You know, am I a pig? Do I want to use everything up? No. But we're talking about, this is a totalitarian design.
Well, this is about them controlling who they dole it out to. This is about them setting the standards of your light bulb, your toilet, your parking space, your roads, destroying your roads. And they admit to shut you down to make you poor so they can control you. They all brag about it. They're a pack of scum.
Well, you know, here's another element. Okay, there's five elements in the totalitarian plan.
Stay there. Start over when we come back. Start over, recap how they're doing it on the other side, and then phone calls. We'll do one more segment just going over it, then your phone calls. And for folks that are holding, we're going to get to you. We'll be right back. And again, the book is Behind the Green Mask, Agenda 21. It's available right now at InfoWars.com. You support Rosa Corey. You support InfoWars.com. So be sure and get the book and get it out to everybody.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, a lot of callers have pointed out, we pointed out, that there's global standardization. And a month ago at Davos, the Homeland Security put out a press release saying we are helping governments through this body and through other organizations and international planning groups set up security, set up supply chain, set up everything. They've got global standardized environment, roads, police, everything. And it's all done by grants by the big mega banks. You look at Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. All the groups caught laundering literally hundreds of billions in drug money. All the groups caught, like Wells Fargo and Wachovia, owning and leasing the drug courier aircraft. That came out in Bloomberg and AP. Again, it's purely about land grabbing. And it's about getting rid of your local government. And they come in, they run people for mayor, they run them for the planning boards, they get them all in position. And the first thing they do is start grabbing rural areas, saying it's going to be a buffer zone. Then they flip it and sell it, always. Then with that money, they start taking over more land. And it is just savage. It is savage. I mean, around here, they've taken farms, ranches. It's eminent domain. They pay you almost nothing. You saw the cases in Connecticut where they were taking houses that have been there three generations and charging you to have them taken. Because if you don't take their pittance, then when they win, you pay the fees. My dad, a few years ago, for our family land, got a letter from the state saying, here's your landowner Bill of Rights. And, of course, they called tyranny a Bill of Rights, and they said, you got just a few weeks when somebody wants to take the property or buy it or do a pipeline or something. You got a couple weeks, I think a total of six, and then if you don't accept it, we'll just take it. That's your new right. And it's just criminal government. And the NAFTA superhighways are meant to shut down the roads in Agenda 21 where you can't exit. There's already toll roads all the way from Texas 35 up into Oklahoma and then into Kansas. It was like this a decade ago. You try to drive, you can drive 100 miles before you can exit. You see all the ghost towns. They've blocked up the exits. They were there before. And then they build McDonald's and things in the middle. And select groups get to have the business. I mean, it is incredible what they're doing. It's so diabolical. And Rosa Corey was talking about how they've taken over and financed the bike groups that supposedly lobby for bikes. And they're taking over major streets. They're turning the parking around backwards where it's super dangerous. It's about, we're going to tell you your toilet. We're going to tell you your light bulbs. We're going to tell you your house. We're going to tell you where you can build. We're going to tell you about your car. And they admit, in fact, put the map on screen for folks watching at prisonplanet.tv. If not, just Google Dr. Michael Kaufman, UN maps. These were shown to Congress. This is a map made off of the UN diagrams of what they want by 2020. This is from 1992. You can see them doing it now. Half the U.S. is off limits to humans. All that in red. Okay? Half the country. In fact, the one we've got on screen is kind of blown out in yellow. Show them this map, the one I found. PropertyRightsResearch.org actually has a better res one. I actually own some big ones around here I got from him that are the high-res ones that show it down to county level. But you can see that. Red is totally off limits, half the country. Buffer zones is about 30% of what's left. And you're left with under 20% total that you can use. Under 20%. And that's a good map. You can see King Ranch down there is in orange. Okay, going back to our guest and then to the calls in the next segment. Rosa, continuing, you were going over the five factors of totalitarianism that we see under Stalin, you name it. We're seeing under this global, corporate, neo-feudalistic serf system where they take over via bureaucracy and through finance capital. Please continue.
Yes, this is a loss of your independence. That, you know, if you're going to distill it all the way down, that's where it goes. It's a total loss of your independence, your food independence, your land independence, your water independence, your civil rights. And a totalitarian state has five elements, five main elements. And that is, of course, total control by the state of education, energy, transportation, all of the elements that make up a country, right? Your land use, your water. And then you have control of all production, right? Then you've got, it's all for the common good. So you have the fatherland, the homeland, everything for the common good. You have this under Hitler, under Stalin, under Mao. You're hearing this now. This is a communitarian plan. That's what communitarianism is. It's balancing the rights of the individual against the rights of the larger community. In this case, the global community. And you will lose. Scarcity, that's another element of a totalitarian plan. Right now, you know, this is the plan is, okay, right at this moment, you have to pull in, you've got to conserve, you need to restrict yourself, you have scarcity. But then here's another element is the glorious future, the vision of the glorious future. And of course, you know, you look at these plans that you're seeing all over the United States and across the world that are like Vision 2020, Your City 2050, four states, one vision, five counties, one vision. You'll see this one Bay Area. It's all over the world. Okay, these plans are all the same all across the world.
And they're openly trying to get rid of sheriffs and make it an appointed position and have the city under international control, as Schwarzenegger said in USA Today, absorb the county, which is completely backwards. The county is chartered by the state and is the authority. The city is the little incorporation. So again, it's the cities taking over the counties, which is a complete fraud.
Well, what you have is basically a regional takeover, and those boards are not, they may be made up of elected officials, but they're not elected boards. And this is the step, the building block to mega regions, which I'd like to talk about as well. There are 11 mega regions in the United States. 50 states are going to be a thing of the past, and you will see 11 mega regions, and ultimately globalism and an erasure of the board of national borders. So I want to tell you what the last two elements of a totalitarian state are. And we're talking about a corporatocracy, these public-private partnerships. This is an element of the creation of fascism, totalitarianism. So you've got this vision of the vibrant future, that word vibrant, the green, glorious, vibrant future, fast trains, everyone on a bike, everyone smiling, drinking coffee downstairs in your downstairs coffee shop. Everyone, you know, has, no one seems to be working in these visions, right? Then the other element of a totalitarian state is terror. The war on terror is a war on you. And I know you know that. This is what's happening now is you cannot travel freely. You can't get on a plane.
That's exactly what Agenda 21 says is you're not going to get flight unless they authorize the trip. You're not going to have a car unless they authorize it. It's all admitted. It's what's crazy. I mean, that people are like, well, they're going to bankrupt the airlines. That's the plan. They don't want you flying. They'll do whatever it takes. Now, the TSA, I saw an article a month ago, is even saying in some cases they are going to go in the body now with a nurse. You're like, strip search isn't bad enough behind closed doors? If they can't stop you to fly, they're going to start. I mean, it is incredible.
Yeah. You know, and they call us crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's nuts.
you have to get excited and upset about this stuff because it's real. And the thing is, I wouldn't like people to feel paralyzed by this, because the fact is we are waking up all across the world. People are joining together. It doesn't matter what your political party is. It doesn't matter what your affiliations are, whether you're gay, straight, whatever. I happen to be gay, and I'm telling you that because I've, you know, seen a whole bunch of ridiculous stuff in the press, too, about me. And the truth is, this stuff's irrelevant when you get right down to it. We're talking about our freedom here. We're talking about our freedom as free people across the world. And there are way more of us than there are of them. So we need to do our civil disobedience. We need to stand up, speak out, educate ourselves and each other. We need to spread this information. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact. This is real. Agenda 21 is the agenda for the 21st century. If you go to America2050.org, you will see 11 mega regions. This is the plan. It's to erase the boundaries, the city, county, state, and national boundaries.
And worldwide, they've got 10 mega regions, and they even admit in the SPP documents that they're merging the countries under this. It's already happened.
That's right. Yes, that is right. And people need to take a look at this, because what you need to do is ask your elected officials whether they support Agenda 21, where they stand on ICLEI. Now listen, there are, of course, there are going to be some good politicians, but most of them are bad. It's our job to make bad politicians do the right thing. It is our job as Americans, as French people, as Australians, as New Zealanders, as free people across the United States, across the world, to stand up and say no. We will not be subjected to this plan. We need to stop it now. We're in the end game now. So what you need to do is educate yourself, make flyers. We have flyers on our website for you that you can make. And it doesn't sound like something that sounds like fun, but believe me, you get out there with 7,000 flyers like we did, and we stop some of these plans in our city here in Santa Rosa, California. We're doing it all across the San Francisco Bay Area to stop one Bay Area, which would subject 7 million people to a regionalization plan that most of these people, 99.9% of them, do not know anything about it. It combines transportation with housing. And you will see this, that you are restricted in your transportation choices. You will lose your ability to have a private vehicle. Your roads will be pulverized. You will be subjected to searches and seizures in your trains. You will not be able to get onto a train without identification. That means you'll be carrying ID on you at all times.
And they're running green police ads for Audi, and then the makers of it and the mayor of San Francisco said, this is what we really plan, and they already had green police in many cities in that very uniform. All this is psych warfare. I mean, it's so insane how evil these people are. And the weird thing is, and Rose, I want to talk to you about this after we take some calls, I've been to Smart Growth conferences 12, 13 years ago. I've been around them. They'll turn to you when your camera's off and go, we know it's a takeover. Ha, 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 we're going to make money. Most of them are actual crooks, even low level. They know this is a criminal mobster gang, but because they've got long hair and flip-flops and guys in suits, everybody thinks it's okay. Okay, this is a short segment, big long segment, and then a little segment coming up. We're going to be going to your calls. Now, I know these callers, most of them were holding before she got on, but I don't want to hang up on you. I want to hear what you have to say. So we'll race through yours, and then everybody else that calls in, Agenda 21. But it's such a giant subject. I mean, it's everything. So I don't know how you couldn't address it to our guest, Rosa Corey. Again, Behind the Green Mask, Agenda 21 is the best primer. 180 pages with documents, you name it, how to fight it, what they're doing, how to recognize it, to give to people in your area. But you don't want regionalism. You don't want smart growth. You don't want sustainability. It has nothing to do with that. It's a power grab. And it hurts real environmental concerns because it takes over the whole movement and makes it only about globalist corporate power grabbing. So it's just a nightmare. You're on the air with Rosa Corey, our guest, Sam in Missouri. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. I was just like thinking about what you said about the takeover of the water supplies. And I know that some of the big industry beverage giants have already kind of went in and taken total control over it.
No, they come in and buy city reservoirs, like right here in Central Texas where we live, and then they double the price. It's not free market. Your city's traitorous. Your county, your state, they sell it. They call it privatization, and they double the price. It's just total criminality. They're taking the commons. Go ahead.
Does that tie in somehow to,
Yeah, that's why they're saying blue gold now, because they're going to jack up the price with artificial scarcity. Rosa?
Yeah, I really want to talk about that. Thank you for asking that question, because, yes, your water agencies need to be investigated. They are completely, totally connected with United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development and with ICLEI, the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives. You will find that the more you conserve water, the more you will pay for water, because this is the plan to restrict your water usage. You will end up getting like an allotment of 10 gallons per person per day. The water agencies are restricting your water. And another thing you'll find is that your dams are being destroyed. And I'm not talking about little dams that don't serve many people. I'm talking about huge dams up in Northern California, up in Oregon, across the United States. About 1,000 dams so far have been destroyed. The plan is to destroy your independence in the rural areas and destroy your ability to obtain water.
Same thing. They're having government buy up and have regulators force small power plants, whether they're hydroelectric or coal, to shut down. So your city or your county or co-op's gone. So it's so they can force you to buy it from them. It's so criminal.
Yes, that's right. And that's what you see with community choice aggregation. You've got your government, which can't even keep its own streetlights on. It's now going to go into the power business and compete with the big power producers. And you are going to be paying for this. And this is designed to make our economy fail. This is the purpose of Agenda 21, is to destroy your independence, both financial and your land independence, and your ultimately the independence that you have in your own body. And this is the plan of Agenda 21. I want people to know, though, there are things we can do about it. I've got about 20 pages in my book, on what you can do. And you don't have to buy the book. You can go to my website. I have information there. The thing is that we need to work together as a world to fight this, because this has been way too easy for them. They've managed to fly under the radar for a long time and make it seem like we're fringe. It's really coming out now. And this is the time that we have to really fight it. And we will win this together. We can stop United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. We will prevail on this.
By the way, you're not just saying that. Maury Strong, the head of Agenda 21 in Rio, when they started all this 20 years ago, they're about to have the new event this year, said this will be a post-industrial America. Our goal is to destroy the United States industrially. And, of course, he's moved to China. Of course, they're exempt. So yeah. It's all about forcing everything to their system, where they made a deal with authoritarians. So by shutting us down, that increases their value.
He's got, of course, he's in Crestone, Colorado, and I've been contacted with the people in Crestone, Colorado, who are just in the Baca there, who are just their area, their town is being taken over by Maurice Strong. If you go to the 1976 Habitat One, United Nations conference, you will see that they define private property as being unsustainable because it is an instrument of obtaining wealth. The plan is to bankrupt all of us as individuals, to destroy our...
And this is the mega billionaires who are exempt from everything.
Yes, that's right. Of course, Maurice Strong owns this whole valley, all this water. He was going to basically own all of the water in that area. And this is a control and a takeover of all of our resources. Don't forget that.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back with more calls. Long segment coming up. Tim, Nick, John, Herb, Bill, we're going right to you on the other side. The book is Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to get Kurt Nimmo to do a blurb on this and get it up on InfoWars.com. But Google, Facebook, Twitter, they're all announcing all over the world that they're going to comply with any type of censorship that governments request. Tracking people, shutting down websites critical of the government. I mean, I see them, you see them. It's all over the news every day. They've gone from denying that they would ever censor to just admitting it. So we beat SOPA, but now they're signing treaties like ACTA. They're going ahead with it. And Google has changed their privacy policy to where you have no privacy. They also have, just on one of our YouTube channels that has 177 million views, they have deleted 10,000 of our subscribers and another 5,000 last night. And we have new subscribers, old subscribers, confirming that they subscribe and the videos are not being sent to them. And that on top of that, they're being unsubscribed even though they're active users. So they're not purging old accounts like they say they are. And they're engaged in all sorts of other stuff. They'll take videos we put up that have nothing that's even PG in them. And they will put parental controls on them where it kills them going viral. You know, when some video gets 60,000 views in an hour, it's clear it's going to get, you know, 10 million views. And I've had videos that have done that. Boom, parental control. I mean, it could be me just sitting here talking, not using any profanity, nothing. Boom. Blocked. You got to log in, sign in. It kills the viral movement. You can't post it on websites. They do it all the time. And they nickel and dime us. So they're in the process of trying to kick us off YouTube. People say, well, then just leave. They advertise as a commons. They advertise as a big open forum. That's what made YouTube great was you and I. That's why it's YouTube. And it's been false advertising. That's why they are changing their rules to openly say, this isn't really about you. And we have confirmed they're big partners and people are, their view counts go up quicker. Our views will be much greater, but they'll hold them a few days. They're doing a whole bunch of stuff so that we can't win on a level playing field in the intellectual fight. And it's a big deal. So I want everybody to do your own YouTube videos and send them to us. We'll post them on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if we find them in the email. And I'll be looking for them and send them to my guys to make a point about this and to give your testimony of signing up, you know, 3 days ago and you're deleted off of the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. We've got 8 channels, but one with 177 million views. All total, it's about 400 million now the last 3 years. And that's 400 million views. I mean, that's big. The biggest YouTube channel there is only has about 1 billion, 300 million. And we would be the biggest, undoubtedly, if they weren't always doing this. They won't even give us a partner channel. Then we're going to your calls and our guest here in a moment. And I love how we took that call and he brought up the whole water issue. The point is, the tyrants are shutting things down everywhere. They're moving on every front and admitting they are. And saying, hey, troops are going to arrest you. Hey, we're getting rid of the Bill of Rights. Hey, copyright. I got a letter saying I can't say four dummies. And I sent them a letter back and say, well, let's go to court. They're now saying there can't be sky in the word Skype. They're now saying you can't write a headline saying NFL coming to town. They're now saying trademark is you can't say NFL installs body scan. You can't say that word. That's obviously not what trademark is. It's a new tyranny through trademark and copyright. It's on. But not just that. It's on every front. I can shoot a video with just me in a room with a white wall behind me talking, and they'll restrict it. Because they know you want to see it. They know I'm stomping the daylights out of them. Despite all this attempt at censorship and the rest of it, we've gone over 100 stations. Our show is getting huge listenership, and subscribers are signing up. I've talked to the XM folks. That's exploding on channel 166. We're number one alternative website in the world, Infowars.com. I don't call Drudge alternative. He's like standalone mega media. And he is becoming alternative in a way, so I guess he's the biggest. But after that, we're it. And so we're over the target. We're getting flack. Pray for us and also support us. You know, go to the online video bookstore. I'm going to be honest. I'm really disappointed. I can sell a book and sell 5,000 copies of it in a week and fund our operation. Great. But I say, I'm selling Infowars.com bumper stickers at cost. I had to hire like 2 extra people in the shipping department a few months ago when people went crazy with this just to get them out. So I'm losing money because I'm selling the stickers at cost, not even counting the shipping, them having to pack it. I got spray paint, stencils, all of it. And we've only had, since I've been pushing it, a couple hundred orders. I mean, that's ridiculous, folks. I want everybody. We got a whole bunch of new InfoWar stickers, very effective InfoWar weapon. I know a lot of folks are taking action out there in legal and lawful areas, their own property, barns. I've seen people spray painting overpasses with giant InfoWars. That's just terrible that you would do that. You should not be warning people that they're engineering the GMO to sterilize them. It's terrible. You should stop that. Now, seriously, don't do anything illegal. The point is, it's time to turn the heat up. So go to InfoWars.com. Maybe people don't. Maybe I'll raise the price. I was selling more bumper stickers when it had 100% markup. So I guess you want to pay more. I mean, is that what's going on here? All right, I'm going to go back to my guests and your calls. It's just, it's on. Okay, it's on. We're under attack everywhere. The globalists are really starting to pay attention to us.
Yeah.
Going back to our guests, you hear me ranting, but I mean, we're seeing more and more censorship. We're seeing Cass Sunstein at the White House saying, censor those that, you know, that disagree with us. Go ahead, Rosa.
Well, you know, back in the 1800s, early 1900s into the mid 1900s, we had tons of little newspapers. Everybody had a town paper. There was a morning paper, an afternoon paper, an evening paper. Now you pick up that rag that you've got in your town, which I know is a mouthpiece and it's, you know, garbage, but it is your local paper. And there's four pages there, you know, 10 pages. So the thing is that we have been basically, this is what they get you to do. They offer you a product that looks really great to you. The internet is fabulous. We love it. And then they restrict it. And so, meanwhile, they put everything out of business. You know, there's no more newspapers, and there's no more independent press newspapers. All those little papers are dead. I really appreciate you, Alex. Thank you for doing this show, and thank you for getting this information about UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development out to the world, because we all are our own papers now. This is it. You can't rely on anybody else to get this information out. You want to make up flyers and get these out to people, because the more educated we are, the bigger we are, the more of us there are, the more control that we will have, because we have lost control. And this is what we need. You know, you've got your electronic media. What about when all your books are on electronic media and then they can change them?
Kindle's already deleting stuff. They admit that's their plan. They can now go out on YouTube with a program and erase every video that has your voice with a voice print. It's called Shazam. And we're actually seeing it. Again, a film that I own the copyright to, that a company doesn't even have the copyright to. I've got to deal with this. Endgame, anyone tries to upload 30 seconds of it, it's preemptively blocking it because they're saying Endgame is theirs. I mean, it's already here. And that's why I plan to start a physical paper where we email people the template to print it in their area or have it online. Or even if we have to mail a thumb drive, if it gets to that point, where I'm going to start a paper that's half our national news, and then the other half is whatever you put in it in your town. That's one of my plans. I've been so busy, I haven't launched it, because I knew all this was coming years ago. Now I need to hurry up and get that going, because, I mean, it's here.
We're going to have to go back to the Pony Express or something like that, because the thing is that people will not be silenced. And I want to tell people, you know, obviously, you know this, if you're in school, if you're a kid, or if you've got kids, or, you know, you're reading your children's, you know, information that they come home from school with. Sustainable development is in everything. It's not just that, you know, this is a plan to take your land and water and your mobility and your independence, but you'll see it in your schools. And so you're going to see it in their documents, and you're going to see it in your newspaper, and you're going to see that it's got the right jargon. They make it sound so great. They make you sound so stupid and so ridiculous if you don't go along with what they're saying. In fact, I've got this thing here I want to show you. Hey, you don't believe Agenda 21 exists? Here's what is this called? It's called Rescue Mission Planet Earth, a child's edition of United Nations Agenda 21. It's got a workbook in here. It's put out by the United Nations. It's got a workbook in here for kids. Your children are being indoctrinated in your schools through outcome-based education, which teaches you to what? Be obedient. The corporate model, once you...
Well, it's dog training, but let me stop you and go back to calls, because every point you bring up is so central. Yes. I went to three national parks a few months ago with my wife and children, but also did news gathering while I was there. At every national park I went to, I showed this on air, like the Grand Canyon, had a free coloring book at all the park restaurants, and it said, tell your parents to turn off the lights and don't take a hot bath for the earth. Your carbon print's too big, and go to the ranger station, present this, and you'll be sworn in as a deputy forest ranger. And then I went to the ranger station, and they'll swear you in, but it's also a sales job where they have little uniforms for like $50 for boys and girls, and then the ranger tries to sell, I'm not kidding, tries to sell them little Hitler youth outfits, and then there's manuals that are even bigger, all about how your parents are bad. I mean, these are hardcore crooks running an op like Hitler to take your kids from you. I mean, that's what a cult they are.
You know, Alex, people who think you're ranting, you know, the truth is, it really is like this. This is exactly what's going on. Hitler Youth is not far off. We are seeing, you know, that people are having to do their city year before they can graduate from school. This is mandatory volunteering. You're finding that, you know, they're training children to be obedient like dogs. You're not learning anything in school. They're rethinking mathematics so that it's social equality, social equity. That's an element of United Nations Agenda 21. And, you know, there's a logo. I want to show you this, too. Let me just show you this. This is the Marin County general plan. And every city and county in the United States has a general plan. And that's, you know, tells you your land use plan. Right inside of this plan is the logo for the United Nations Agenda 21.
Yeah.
That's that, those three circles. You're going to see this all over. This is
they're putting them up at Austin Parks.
Yeah.
I want to read a quote here.
Everywhere.
We may get to the point where the only way of saving the world will be to for the industrial civilization to collapse. Maurice Strong. Again, here's another quote. After all, sustainability means running the global environment, Earth, Inc., like a corporation with discretion, amortization, maintenance accounts. In other words, keeping the asset whole rather than undermining the natural capital. And they just go on to say, shut down the United States. Incredible.
Man, you know what? Listen to this. You are the asset, okay? You are the asset. You people, all of us, are the asset. You're either non-producing or producing. The amount of food you're going to be getting, your calories, will be dependent on whether you're producing or non-producing. You might think this sounds crazy. It is crazy, but I am not. This is real. These plans, you go...
Oh, no, let me stop you. They admitted all the documents we were just showing the other day.
Oh, yeah.
That they're going to shut your resources down, and then when you can't take care of yourself, they're going to say, we'll give you money, but get sterilized. We'll give you money, but take all these vaccines. So they make you dependent so they can then cut you off.
That's exactly it. They create dependency, and then you are completely dependent on them, and then when they cut the programs, then you are willing to do anything.
And they can use the folks that are addicted to the programs as their army. Let's go back to the calls. Incredible info. Tim in New York, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex and Rosa. I can tell you firsthand that Agenda 21 is alive and well. My wife became a resource for them. She's a researcher for research purposes and haven't seen her in 3 years. We don't know if she's alive anymore. She's been placed in a facility under lock and key, and nobody can see her. And the hospital had an interest in her about 2 or 3, 4 years prior because she was a research subject in the 1950s with thymus radiation. And she didn't want to have anything to do with it. And through a chain of events, the hospital has gained control of her and started forcibly drugging her. And we don't.
Well, you know about all the eugenic secret testing in the U.S., and yeah, a lot of times they do grab the subjects later if they speak out. That happened to your wife?
Yes. If you Google, it's public info, Patricia Kobylak, K-O-B-Y-L-A-K. You'll get a lot of information, and it's really amazing.
Well, they're still forcibly sterilizing people. Just 4 years ago, it was a New York Daily News in New York State that they were taking little black kids and testing pesticide on them till they died. And the social workers blew the whistle themselves and nobody got in trouble. I mean, little black kids tied down being poisoned. New York News, no one got in trouble. You can't make the magnitude of this up.
Her doctor is an ex-CIA Army intelligence officer, is her appointed doctor, so she's not, she really doesn't even have her own physician, and she's been...
I don't know anything about your wife, but I better look into this case. It sounds like she's got a background you're not aware of. If that's true, what you just said, there's even more than just radiation testing.
Her brother's a diplomat, and her other brother's the head of FEMA, the fusion government, and they're all elitists. They all, I think they're all a little bit better than everybody.
I was about to say, send me some info, sir. God bless you. Unbelievable. Comments on that wildness, Rosa?
I don't know. You know, this. Here's the thing. When I watched the towers come down on 9/11, I knew what happened. I never have believed the official story. And, you know, I don't care what you say about me. I am paying attention. I am conscious.
You're awake.
People who think their government wouldn't do a thing like that, excuse me, where have you been? What about WMD, Yellow Cake? How about Iran-Contra? What about the Gulf of Tonkin? I mean, we could go on and on. Your government is capable and is doing this right now to you. This is a globalist plan, and it is implemented locally.
You're right. Let's jam in one more. Herb in Atlanta, then come back with more. Herb, go ahead.
Alex, the UN is in the not-too-distant future going to become an imperium of total powers. I got a question for your guest, but let me work to it right quick. Plato's Utopia is a fascist psyop, Alex, and the goal of Plato's Utopia is destruction, devastation, and annihilation. You already talked about the global economy, global government, global media, global religion. Pantheism, esotericism, moral relativism, reincarnation. You said something, Alex, on the heels of 9/11 that is still burned in my mind. You said, after the Patriot Act, you said that America, you are the terrorist. And that is the profound statement of our time in relation to what we're dealing with right now. Now, a question for your guest, Rosa. Rosa, how does the false flag threat fit into this agenda behind the green mask, agenda 21?
Okay, both of you stay there. Stay there. The caller we're talking to now, Herb, I want to get his response to that when she answers. And amazing. And we'll do 5 minutes overdrive. We always do now to finish the calls. I could do 20 hours here with Rosa. She'll definitely be back routinely. I knew about her, read some of her writing, but heard her on the radio last weekend and was blown away. And I got her on last Sunday, and here she is. There's so many other great people just like her. We'll be right back with her answer. Stay there, Herb.
We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Just back to that whole YouTube situation, how they're starting to censor us and everybody else. Go sign up at the our official YouTube channel, the Alex Jones channel. If you go to any InfoWars.com article, there's little icons at the top. One of them's a YouTube icon. You can go there and it's there because 400 million people were reaching on that baby in just the last 3 years. That's conservative with our channels alone. Our videos get copied everywhere. We're really hurting them bad. About a third of the time when I talk to somebody and I say, how'd you find the show? They say YouTube. About another third of the time, word of mouth. Another third, AM or FM radio. And we're growing exponentially. And, of course, I'm like flying towards the flame. I'm like walking towards my probable destruction. But all I want to do is bring these people down. There's things bigger than just yourself. And so I'm asking you to spread the word about our broadcast and propel us forward as we're getting more flack. Because I'm not risking my life, my treasure, my name to play games here. I want to defeat the globalist. And so go subscribe to the channel. I've never really promoted even subscribing to that, but I want to just see what happens here. Because, again, they've already don't send our videos out to most subscribers. I mean, if videos were being sent out to 250,000 people that were subscribing, you know, our videos would all get 1 million views apiece and not, you know, 100,000 or something. So I know it's a globalist system. I want to fight it as hard as I can. Rosa, what did you think about the point that Herb was raising before the break? I've been babbling so long, I forget exactly the poignant point he was bringing up about, you know.
I remember.
Okay, go ahead.
I remember. Thank you, Herb, for bringing that up because, yes, a false flag is perfect because what did we get out of that? We got the USA Patriot Act, right? And now what do you have? You've got redefining torture. You've got the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, that says that we are the enemy. And Alex, you bet. We can, you know, who knows how we're going to end our lives. I'd like to end it as a free person, you know, but I know that there are targets on those of us who are out there speaking out. That's why we need more of you, because the more of us there are, the less they're going to, you know, this is the point. Is that, yes, if they say you need a national ID to travel, if they say that you can get strip searched in the airport and not have a darn thing to say about it, if they say that you can be stopped and on the street, if they say that your Google searches can be examined, if they say that your medical records can be looked at, if they say that that the FBI can look at third-party records, your credit card records, this is all real. This is happening now.
It's classic hardcore tyranny, and they're just getting started. They've been lining up everything for a long time, but the feast of our liberties is now beginning. It's on. Any closing comments? Because undoubtedly, I'm seeing a huge awakening, though. And, I mean, the fight's on, but people need to know the fight is on. Herb, closing comments to what she just said.
Alex, the information that you put out, because you have access to the papers that these people write, let me tell you something, buddy. You have hit the big time by being on Sirius XM. I've been on here for about 5 years now. But now, the turning point, Alex, was in 1947 when they came up with this NSDD, National Security Defense Document. It required a permanent state of war and also trying to coexist with democracy. Guess what? They cannot exist together. And that's why we're having all these illegal wars. And one thing I compliment Congressman Paul for, he's saying all the right things. I don't know. If it was a different time, he would definitely be my candidate, because I'm sick and tired of all these lies and all these all this globalist agenda. But, you know what? Man, let me tell you something. They're setting our country up. They want to destroy the New World Order, want to destroy this country, and that's exactly what they're doing. But you know what? I'm in the fight, Alex. I'm in the fight. You know what? And you know what? We're going to fight until the last breath.
Listen, God bless you. When you're aware of the enemy and know they're the bad guys, it's over. We just got to expose their crimes, and the New World Order is going to go down. All right, stay there. We'll be back. Stay with us. We're coming back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, it's real simple. When tyrants are trying to take my liberties, they're going to run over me anyway. I'm going to go 110% up against them. I'm not going to just cower and wait and hope they get to me last. No, you know what? Get to me first. Because you want to go and hurt all these innocents, you got to go through me first and millions of other people worldwide that are awake and are waking up. The globalists got a lot to lose, though. They're not going to go away easy because, man, they've committed so many crimes. The stuff we know about is so bad. Can you imagine, Rosa, what we don't know that they're up to with the legions of crimes they've committed and been caught doing?
It's incredible. You know, they are capable of it. This is what's so hard for most of us to believe, because we are good people. It's hard for us to put our minds out there and to accept that it's possible that someone would do that. But the truth is, if an enemy wanted to destroy us, they couldn't do a better job. This is the enemy, and you do need to know your enemy. I am not advocating overthrow of the government or some violent thing. We are doing this. This is what we're doing. Our words are our swords. Our actions, what our actions should be, is educating ourselves and each other, standing up to the planning department in your town.
We have the moral authority. And, I mean, when they're working under UN Agenda 21, they are literally enemy operatives here to sabotage and take over our society. And that's not embellishment. That's not even strong enough. These are operatives, and you need to let them know that they're shameful.
They're indoctrinated. They have been indoctrinated by the American Planning Association, by many different groups. And we have to help these people get deprogrammed, and we need to do it to save our country. You have to educate your elected officials, get them my book, get them the information. We need to share this information with everyone so that they know this is
absolutely
not a well-hat thing.
Everybody's got to order Behind the Green Mask, Gen 21, right now at Infowars.com and get it to people in their planning commission, you name it, because most of them are just indoctrinated, you're right. But you'll always run into conscious operatives as well that'll giggle and snicker at you. John in Maine, a quick question or comment for our guest.
Yes, I'm up here in Maine, and I was just wondering if either of you have ever been to the state of Maine before.
No, I haven't, but I've been close.
Well, you know, you've got a great fighter against Agenda 21 right there in Maine, and that's Charlotte Iserby. She is phenomenal. She's done tremendous research with her book, which is called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Get that book. That's a great book.
Absolutely, sir. And one-stop shop, Infowars.com. You want to support us as well as the author. We have the new edition. Is that your question, sir?
No, well, actually, my thing is I wanted to let you guys know about something that was going on up here, was that, you know, on the western part or the northern part of the state, there's a lot of forests and, I mean, a lot of undeveloped land that people go hunting.
And yeah, they're trying to lock it up and not let you have access and put it into consortiums where the government just gives it to the Nature Conservancy, correct?
Right, but what they're doing up here is they're blaming it on the paper companies, saying that it's the paper companies that want the people up there. But we all know that, you know, for two or three generations, my family's gone up there and not had any problems with the paper companies. All of a sudden, the government and the state is telling us that it's the paper companies that don't want us up there.
Yeah, no. They're everywhere. The feds already out west have like 80% of the land or more. They're grabbing more up with our tax money. They're doing everything they can to get land out of use. It's called the rewilding. I appreciate your call. Closing comments on that, Rosa.
You know, that is true. Basically, anything that stops production, anything that stops your industry here in the United States is part of United Nations Agenda 21. This is to sink our economy, to destroy our economy, to destroy our independence, and to make us completely dependent and move into the cities, out of the rural areas, to close off access to all the rural areas and any opportunity
it's amazing
they have.
Rosa, we're going to have you back up again with more solutions soon and get you on the nightly news. Behind the Green Mask, Gen 21, available at Infowars.com. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you.
I'll say bye to you after the show here in just a moment. By the way, we got Kurt Haskell on with the sentencing of the government underwear bomber. He's one of the survivor eyewitnesses. He's on tonight. And we've got Matt Stein, a huge nightly news show, 7, PrisonPlanet.tv.